Blackstone.
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
So, as always, thanks to everyone that has listened to the show on Radio Public. We really appreciate it. It's a way you guys can support the show. So download the Radio Public app. It will be in the description. So you can download that and subscribe to the show there and listen to us there. And also SeatGeek. So, you know, yep.
Aww. Yeah, SeatGeek. Okay, so wait, Ken. What can you do on SeatGeek?
You can actually go check out, like, some games or some concerts.
Concerts?
Yeah.
Like all the concerts are on there? Like Live Nation type stuff?
Mm-hmm. Live Nation stuff. I think Drake's on tour.
Oh, Nicki Minaj and Future are going on tour.
Are they now?
That'll be interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you want to go check out Nicki Minaj and Future, then, you know, buy the tickets on SeatGeek. Use the code DEADIN. You get $20 off your first purchase. So
let's see. So Insecure is coming back this August. I'm very excited. I know that the last season left off where Issa
moving in with my man.
I think Daniel. She ended up going over to hang out with Daniel. And
she didn't move.
No, she wasn't hanging out.
She didn't move in with him, did she?
She did.
She moved in with him.
That's it. Ended that
I'm about
way.
To go
that
back was, and rewatch yeah, the last
like,
season.
That was like the because remember everybody was like, oh no, like. You don't remember that cliffhanger?
But did she move in, though? Or was she just...
She had, like, bags and stuff. Like she.
Or
she
was might it an overnight
going, yeah,
bag?
She might be going to stay over there. I don't know if
she
moved in.
Yeah, I don't
in.
Know if she moved in.
Do you remember?
No, Lawrence moved out. She was staying where she was staying, but she went to go say hey.
I don't think she moved in. I'm going to go back and rewatch, though.
Nah, she moved
My memory is bad.
They may try to flip it and say she just stayed the night, but she was homeless, right?
No. That's what I thought
she wasn't homeless. Don't play my girl.
Apartment. But wait, I thought she was moving out that apartment.
I thought he moved out of the apartment.
Maybe the lease
was
fucking
up. The chick at her place.
Right? But I thought...
So Issa's place was still... Maybe we're all fucked up.
Probably. Yeah.
We all need to go back and rewatch.
I wanted to go back and rewatch it anyway,
and
though.
Then, like, I remember it. Like, she was moving in. Like,
I don't remember that.
Because he was giving her some rules. Like, he was giving her, like, some...
I'm going to go with B.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back and rewatch.
Oh, hell no.
You might be right. Yeah. I don't remember.
Like, that's what it... And I just... It's amazing about Insecure. It's like, every time when that show is on,
oh,
it's like
Lord.
Twitter explodes. It's
I'm
like, we
excited.
All watch it together because people be on Twitter going crazy. And it always end up being male versus female after the episode is over.
Somebody has, like, a podcast dedicated to that.
Insecurity.
Yeah. I thought...
I think it's Crystal and Fran who do that podcast. Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Who is Fran? I know the
Fran. I think she does The Friend Zone with Dustin and this guy named Asante.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the three of them. But yeah, they just recap the show. But I think it's interesting because it's rumored that Lawrence is not going to be on this season, which has not been confirmed as of yet.
Really?
But I've been seeing some rumors floating around that he doesn't plan on returning, which is interesting just to see how that storyline would play out because maybe they really like did break up for real and there's no hope for him. I don't know what happened in real life.
Lawrence.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys did, but I won't really miss him. You know, it is what it is.
I mean, you needed him though. To make
did it. You
yeah.
really?
The story. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Not
you
really.
You have to like him to like the story.
Right.
That's kind of whack.
It's really not. I don't think...
It's really not.
No, I don't think it'll be whack if he's gone. I mean, because he didn't make...
Y'all really hated Lawrence, huh?
He didn't
Lawrence
make the story.
Yeah, I did. Issa was any better.
Right.
Okay, but the story's about her.
She was the whole first.
The show is about her.
Wait. Now you're not making any sense. You're being inconsistent.
How am I being
inconsistent? So Lawrence, even if you didn't like him, he's essential to the story. So when I say, well, Issa was just as bad, well, the story's about her. So how come you can, like, separate Issa from being a shitball just because the story's about her, but you can't.
No, I didn't say that some of the shit that she did was great. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well then go back to what I said then. So Issa sucks. So
okay.
Expand on that versus the story's about her.
That's all I said, that the story is about her.
That's
and
why I said expand.
Okay, well.
God damn.
the story is about
you
her.
You're going to get there at some point.
Well,
though.
It's about her and her friend and kind of like her plight with like relationships and love and stuff. And so I feel like we're going to see a lot of people come and go in her life. And He's Lawrence right. might be one of those people, yeah. So,
oh, that's what you're saying.
It wasn't like, fuck him, I'm glad he's off the show because I hate him.
I thought you was
that's
falling in line. That's what it sounded
oh,
like.
Oh, nah. I mean, I think it's kind of funny. But it's not like, oh, fuck that nigga. Like, no, seriously, it is what it is. I think it's funny. You got to think about it. At the end of the day,
She playing good riddance right now.
No, no, no.
She's trying to clean up real hard, ain't she?
Good riddance, nigga.
Yeah. I mean, it could be both. Nah, it could be both.
She clean up buzzers at that Roomba, too.
Nah, I think it's funny.
And missing spots and shit.
I think a lot of people have to remember that Issa is one of the writers for this show. So I think a lot of things that she does is on purpose to, you know, provide like satire and like do like reverse roles, like the fact that she cheated and, you know, how it is like when a woman does it first is when a man does it, and, you know, the reactions that it elicits from different people and like the choosing sides and stuff. So obviously we're going to see that come back, but we are also going to see something new on this season, and this is what I wanted to talk about. It's been rumored that Issa Rae has teased that black masculinity will be the theme for Insecure season 3. Now, when this was published, that's all that was said. It wasn't, I don't know if they specifically were talking about toxic black masculinity or whatever the case, but Twitter, as usual, you mentioned Insecure and anything about it and it exploded. People were coming up with all these theories, and I just wanted to know, as, you know, black men, how you feel about, you know, this particular theme being something that's explored on the show.
I mean, okay, I'll let somebody else go.
Because I don't think it's been confirmed whether she said necessarily that it would be focusing on toxic black masculinity or just black masculinity in general. But again, like, as much as the show is a drama, it is a comedy. So I think that she's going to probably, you know, insert a lot of things that are going to be satirical and, you know, might be a little bit, true.
So I guess I don't fully understand the theme. So it's going to be about... what did you say?
Black masculinity. Black masculinity.
But you said something else. You said something. You added something to that, though.
Themes of black masculinity, and possibly she hasn't confirmed.
You said why it's toxic.
Toxic black masculinity is something that people have been, you know, toying around with. Maybe that's what she might focus on.
It hasn't been about black masculinity the first two seasons?
I mean, I kind of think I would argue to say that to some extent it has been, you know.
I guess, like, what do you mean by toxic black masculinity?
Like people in general or my personal definition?
Go with your personal definition. What's up?
Oh, well, I mean, I think when people say toxic black masculinity, it focuses on the parts of, you know, defining yourself as a man that is actually detrimental to yourself and those around you. So, you know, the whole... Men don't cry, or, you know, you're not supposed to, you know, show signs of weakness or signs of emotion, or
that's not toxic.
Ken, shut up.
Yeah, I guess like that's what you.
I mean, said. It's expanded on that, but that's basically the foundation of how, you know, things that you implement within yourself to define yourself and your own masculinity can affect other people and yourself around you negatively. You're thinking. What you thinking about?
I ain't gonna jump into it first.
No, I mean, you have thoughts, so let's discuss.
I mean, I can't really judge it until it comes out. I guess that's the
nobody thing. Really, like, can, but a lot of people have
black
been.
Twitter will do what Black Twitter does best, and you know, up to this point, that's all they've been jumping on black men since the show started.
Yeah, I guess
Issa
so.
Issa Rae really? Yes, they have.
Not
Issa
really?
Rae goes out, she does her thing, and then Lawrence goes out and do his thing, and then everybody mad at Lawrence, you know, for two seasons.
But that ain't the show's fault. I don't think the show pushed that narrative. That's just insecure-ass people on fucking Twitter.
Which is the irony of the show.
Oh. Yes.
Exactly.
Saw what you did there.
I didn't do it, but I appreciate it.
Right. Yeah. But if that's what Twitter picked up, and obviously there's clearly
there
sounds like
threads on threads on threads.
They are picking up some more shit.
They are.
So now, if that wasn't what she was intentionally doing in the first two seasons, now she's going to intentionally do it. She's about to set this motherfucker on fire.
And I mean, it's obviously going to be great ratings for the show. Dang. Obviously,
we about to catch hell.
Well,
we about to catch hell.
That's what I was saying.
Who's
Mike?
We?
Y'all.
Who's y'all?
Wait a minute, now that's different.
If anybody in this room is catching hell, it's you. You're the only one that subscribes to that kind of shit.
Me?
Yeah, you.
You me. Just you just me. Said y'all.
You couldn't be, then who? You. Oh, shit.
You just said we and then switched to y'all. So right. That's two different things. Hold up.
I ain't letting female go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's not toxic. That's not toxic.
It's not. It's just people being sensitive.
Okay.
But yeah, man. Oh my God, this is gonna be the worst. Oh,
you think he's gonna go there with?
Oh, bruh, I'm so excited. And
we gotta cover it. We gotta cover it.
We have to cover it.
Insecure. Because I need to talk about this shit. I need to talk, but I need to talk out loud.
Be,
I don't need to be tweeting.
Crazy?
Oh.
Man, why are you so scared?
I'm not scared.
You sound scared.
It's not scared.
I got to talk about it out loud. I got to talk about it.
Because I can't tweet. Because I need people to hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But, okay. Well, one of the threads that surfaced that, I mean, it didn't really go viral, but I guess there's this guy named Curtis. Who he has a whole thread, but I'm just going to read you the top tweet from the thread. He says, Issa Rae Tease's season 3 Insecure will be about black masculinity, a topic I bet she thinks she's an expert on.
Oh God, here we go with Curtis. Curtis and your bullshit, like you know.
My guess is she'll follow the trend of other prominent black women producers, directors, writers, and filmmaking and promote some sort of fuckery about black men. And, you know, he goes on.
That you're
and,
perpetuating right now.
Right. Right.
Curtis.
And so, right. And it's funny Curtis. Because this got so much traction. This following tweet is important because it got a lot of traction. Right. And it was talking about, I feel like it might confirm that Lawrence might not be coming back, but Jay Ellis Lawrence character, he tweeted in response, as a black man who was a part of the first two seasons of Issa Rae and the very diverse writing staff of Insecure's work, I have to say, shut the fuck up. By the way, pick up your pants. Your toxicity is showing.
Damn. So, get him, Lawrence.
I mean.
So fuck him still, huh? Fuck him still.
That's Jay Ellis.
Fuck him still.
And
that's Jay
still
Ellis.
Lawrence.
That's the same
no, it's
guy.
Not.
That's still
yes,
Lawrence.
No,
that's Lawrence.
He's a character.
Yeah, that's Lawrence.
Lawrence didn't say that on the
no,
show.
That's
I'm sorry.
Lawrence would have said the
I
same shit.
I love Jay Ellis in real life.
Fuck that. That's Lawrence.
Okay.
So I'm on like, your side,
nope,
Lawrence.
That's a character.
Nope,
like,
that's
nope,
a character. He hasn't said it on the show. So we'll see. I don't know. People gonna talk, so.
Of course, we'll they're see. Talking about shit that they. Have, I don't understand why they're even like.
They're projecting. They're projecting. Like they're
said,
projecting.
Exactly.
It
yeah.
Be so wrong when the show comes on. You'd be like, "Wait, okay, she went somewhere else with it. Not that thread.
Right.
Pretty much pointless.
You exactly. Wasted all that finger energy right. For nothing.
Well, I mean, people are. It's
all just, that finger
all that.
It's just gonna make people want to talk about it more. I think. So we'll see, and we'll also see where the characters. I'm interested to see where she takes.
Do you think she should have teased it? Or you think she or
teased like what?
Oh,
she,
of course, so. That's so, smart business.
Yeah, anytime
absolutely.
You can jump on black men, that's hey.
Sometimes y'all need to be jumped on.
Hey,
I said y'all.
That's when
you
shit, your ass black
you.
Too.
No, I'm not toxic.
Oh,
your ass is toxic.
Black and masculine. She said black masculinity. She just
I
say
don't think
toxic.
Anybody here would describe me as masculine.
Oh my God.
So we'll see, but I'm interested to see. I forgot his name on the show, but the tall, light skinned guy.
Lawrence?
No, the tall, light skinned guy.
Oh, the
one she was.
The Hispanic
Molly,
dude.
That Molly was cheating with?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The married one.
Yeah, the DeBarge family.
He was creepy.
He's like,
to
yeah.
Me. Yeah, well.
So I kind of mentioned. I mentioned on the last episode that he, in real life, had a baby with Tasha on the show.
Tasha. Oh, right. The.
So I'm interested
see
to see
DeBarge.
If. I mean,
like
I don't think she would ever talk about that, like to play on that in the show. Like, even if it was subtle, I think that would be too far. But I'm interested to see like how those characters interact on the show again after this. So, because
her pussy ain't broken no more, huh?
Well, no, that was Molly.
Oh wait, who's Tasha?
Tasha is
the one that Lawrence was
you hungry?
Oh, the fifth one.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, I extra see you DeBarge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. They had a kid, but it was funny because shortly after she debuted her pregnancy belly on Instagram, she posted something with the caption, you know, it's just gonna be me and mine's in the world alone or something like that, basically alluding to the fact that she's gonna be a single mom. Mm-hmm. So
me
I
and mine's in the world alone.
That's I get her and her right. Child basically
child against the world.
Yeah. So I don't
y'all be reading into shit. Y'all need to find something else to do.
I mean it's what she
play
wrote.
Solitaire.
It's what she wrote.
You play Connect Four
solitaire.
Against yourself.
Oh, we play,
I
we
love
play
Connect
Instagram.
Damn.
Play Instagram
solitaire.
Jesus. Oh my God. She just said one thing. And y'all couldn't just make it a reference about Tupac or something? Just leave a girl alone?
It was very obvious that she was referring.
Very obvious.
Because if you're posting a pregnancy thing with nobody else, you know, like normally, like when people do pregnancy announcements, sometimes it's with the father. And the fact
that. Did Beyonce do all kinds of pictures of just her with her belly? And I didn't see Jay in none of the motherfucking pictures.
Mm. Yeah, but now she's on a whole tour with that nigga.
No,
so.
Now you're changing subjects.
No, I mean, I'm just saying.
I see what you're doing.
They're married,
some
though.
Jedi mind trick
no,
bullshit.
They're married. That's different.
Why is that different?
That's completely different.
Why?
Who else would she be pregnant by?
What does that
Kanye?
Mean?
Kanye? Like,
but
no.
It's common knowledge that this chick is pregnant by the DeBarge-looking guy, right?
No, nobody.
Or is it a secret?
No, nobody knew at the time. Kanye. Nobody knew at the time.
You said it like it was like everybody like already everybody knew this.
You just didn't know. So, it's fine. I'm
did you know?
I'm here to inform. Did you know? I'm just saying.
I did not know. Did you know?
That might be Kanye's baby.
How's that Kanye? Where Kanye
shut
come
up.
From?
He's Jesus. Just miracle stop. Babies.
I'm dead. Oh my God. So yeah. Right. I'm interested to see how that plays out.
That's probably why he's mad. Oh, he want to kill her? He want to kill Tasha? Because he want to fuck up when he got with Kim?
Oh, my God. Today I thought about killing you. You meditated murder.
Oh, shit. I love you. So if I love myself, you know I thought about killing your ass. You ain't fucking up what I got with these Kardashians.
Oh, my God.
That's enough my money. And I'm broke. Right. I need this.
Y'all ain't shit.
In Lawrence's defense, I do want to see him come back. I want to see him forgive Issa.
Wait, you
and
just
I want
you
them to get together.
Never you mind. Just
never mind. Not
my men are trash.
What?
Her memory's trash.
I do want to see him. I mean, maybe not on this season, but in like maybe like season 4, because I know it's going to get renewed.
Apologize to her.
She's probably going to kill him.
Yeah, but then he left her.
Not kill him.
Probably end up in an accident or something. Yeah, it would be whack.
That'd be really whack if they killed him.
Yeah. Be at a
why
funeral,
would you kill Lawrence?
That was Kim's idea.
What the hell?
On an easel or something.
What are you talking about?
You were the one that said Lawrence wasn't coming back. And I just said they're probably...
Oh, you mean like killed him off the show? That is so...
Just kill him off
for
the show.
What?
You think in real life?
I don't know. What the hell y'all were talking about?
Yeah, that'd be really lame if they actually killed him. That would be really...
That is so lame. Yeah, they wouldn't do that. I think he just made a decision. I think he made a decision on the show to, you know, be like, oh, let's go our separate ways. I just can't.
Why? Why? Because I haven't seen Jay Ellis in anything since
that's a good
show
point.
Been off.
That's real true.
I mean,
maybe
I...
Maybe in a... Excuse me.
Damn.
What mic number is that?
What mic number is that?
I don't know again.
Look, mic number 6.
Right.
Yeah.
That sure stays there.
I haven't seen him in anything before, though. He was acting in another.
I've seen him before that.
He was in one movie. It was like a... It was either a Netflix original or a sci-fi movie.
Netflix originals are... No, Netflix originals are good.
He wanted to know sci-fi.
Hold on.
I'm about to look it up.
Don't look at Mark Houston's movie.
He's in Roll Bounce 3.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
like,
we're going to find out. You can keep talking, but we're going to find out.
I want to see him come back, and I want to see him forgive Issa. No, but, like, forgive and, like, get back together type shit.
Then why you the whole first part of the show?
I didn't say fuck him.
He kind of did.
I think he kind of did. What? I think you went there.
I do know we're recording, right?
He's alright. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's alright.
You've been shitting on this man's whole life.
Right. You was
for the past 30 minutes.
Well, because what he did was annoying.
So it was what Issa did. That's why we got into that conversation.
Well, my conclusion is...
What did he do that was so annoying?
My conclusion is that I want him... I know that they, like... had like this mutual like I'm sorry and I'm sorry for what I did too, but I do want to see them get back together.
What did he do that was so annoying?
The way that he acted was just annoying.
What do you mean? You know that's I guess it's a different conversation.
It's not. This is a very valid same conversation. He didn't cheat though.
No.
When he reacted for her cheating when he found out she cheated. That's what you're talking about.
He reacted very well. He didn't do nothing. He just hit the wall and then he bounced like a real man should do. And then he went and fucked another chick like the guy should do. Revenge on that ass.
But he didn't even like her though.
Yes, he did. He liked
Tasha.
He liked that ass.
We all like her.
Tasha.
Hell yeah.
Because he was ditching her at the cookouts and like all
just
the
because
family
he had
shit.
A girl. Exactly. He didn't want to fuck her. Unlike Issa's sorry ass. Issa went to the studio to fuck this dude with no rubber.
That was after they broke up.
No, it was not.
That's why she felt guilty.
The barbecue stuff?
That's why he was mad. That's no, not
the, no, when she went and the fucked studio. You at the studio.
Yeah, the barbecue was season two. We're talking about right. season one.
And he was trying to stay away from her because he was like, I know what's going to happen.
Right.
He was trying to be a good dude.
Because she came to Best Buy where titties out and shit. He was like, oh my God. Like, right. He knew.
It's like, she's not here for no cable.
I gotta watch it again.
Here for a battery.
Where the AA battery's at?
Yeah, oh, right. Yeah, I got a AA battery for your ass. I got a double D battery, goddamn.
Right. Such a fine ass boy.
I gotta watch it again.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, no,
you
yeah.
Do.
It,
but it's fine. We'll watch it, and then when season three comes on, we'll recap.
First. Yeah, she, yeah, of she course definitely she messed up first.
I know she messed up first.
Yeah, Dear Secret Santa. You don't ever seen him in that?
You know what? Oh my God.
Stupid as hell.
Or Mass Shooting News Team. You don't remember that one?
What?
He's been killing it.
Yeah, he's killing the game. My Favorite Five. He played Jonathan Colbert.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about?
Not Colbert.
In a relationship. That's coming. That came out this year.
Oh, see? I thought you meant in real life. Huh. Actually, I think he is in a relationship.
Oh, he's going to be in a movie soon called A Boy, A Girl, A Dream. Oh. Love on election night.
Oh, hell no. Okay, so anyways.
Haters, man.
You going to go see that, Mike?
I'm going to see it.
No, you don't. Yeah. Lies.
Don't tell me I'm going
to
see it.
Oh, he's just in the movie. I got to scroll to find him.
Yeah, he all the way at the bottom. As police officer number six.
Y'all wrong as hell.
Lawrence even got no lines.
God damn.
He got shot the second he showed up on the scene.
That's messed up, man. That is so messed up.
Anyway.
So I guess on a more serious note, I know, right? I know. In a breaking decision, I know. I'm sorry. In a decision that could jeopardize the voting rights of millions, SCOTUS ruled today that the states may disenfranchise eligible voters solely for voting infrequently.
What?
I didn't hear what you said, to be honest. So.
Yeah. Well,
what are you laughing at, Ken? Yeah. Is something funny?
That's funny.
What's funny?
The fact that you're going to, because somebody's not voting enough.
Right.
Take you're going to take their rights away to vote. What kind of fuckery is that? That is fucking hilarious. Are you fucking serious?
That shit crazy, bro.
Oh, my God.
That dude's out here wilding.
Yeah. So, it's just, I don't mean, I just.
They be doing all kind of shit, man.
They do the most. And, I mean, I feel like in this ruling, obviously, that's detrimental to so many people.
Wait, should that actually pass for something? Like, what? Wait a minute. What now?
Yeah, so.
Is this in a particular state?
I think that they talked about what's, yeah. Hold on. Read or blah, blah, blah. I think it might have been in Ohio.
Oh, that's a key state, ain't
it? Right, it is a key state.
Yeah, which state. Would make sense. I'm pulling up the link, but it's, like, the page is broken. So.
Decision.
Yeah, that's that net neutrality.
Which is also something else that happened. I guess. See, I'm not even gonna lie and pretend that I know all of the ins and outs of like the House and the Senate and the voting and stuff like that. But all I know is that at one point, like a month or two ago, it was looking real good for net neutrality and like you know where everything stood. They passed something to where
they wanted to basically try to roll it back, but
it's been looking bad for like 3 months.
No, it's been looking bad for a while.
But they started to fight back against it, and they need like a couple of more Republicans to sign on to be able to implement the bill that will reverse it. So
that's what was so confusing. As much as Republicans love their fucking porn, especially their kitty porn, you'd think that they'd want to keep net neutrality around.
Which is crazy. And I mean, there's still obviously people when I click on the hashtag that are like, why is this bad? And I don't understand and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it's going to fuck up, you know, a lot of small businesses and people who are trying to grow their businesses and just people who.
My internet.
Well, internet, obviously, is just going to be fucked and just the speeds of things and stuff like that. But I think it's
Netflix is going to be like $75 a month.
Shut the fuck up.
It's already.
It's not going to affect Netflix.
If they have to pay more money to Comcast.
Ooh. Netflix is owned by who now? I thought somebody bought Netflix.
Did somebody really?
Not yet.
I could have sworn somebody bought Netflix. Hmm. Either way, Netflix got enough money to where they ain't got to be jacking our prices up.
I mean, they do have a deal with Comcast now. So maybe that'll...
What kind of deal do they have with Comcast?
To offer Netflix over their box.
Oh, yeah, I already have that.
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, they might be safe. You know, they were beefing for a minute.
They'll be all right.
Comcast.
Yeah. Well, back to the disenfranchised.
You might be thinking about Hulu. Disney bought Hulu.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. You might be right. Fuck. You might be right.
Well, somebody give me their password before this shit get real strong.
I don't use Hulu.
Because.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah.
I just want to see that. What's that show with the chick with the little red bonnet thing?
Mm.
It's like their most popular show right now.
Betty Boop.
Yeah, Betty Boop.
I don't fucking know.
It's like bonnet. In the future, but the women are all slaves.
Oh,
Queen Sugar.
Shut your ass up, Ken. No,
stupid as hell.
The
ignorant ass.
You are trash. You're fucking trash. I do need to catch up on that, though. I really need to catch up on that. But I know the one you're talking about. My friend's trying to convince me to watch it, and I thought for the longest that show and The Crown was the same shit. I don't know why. Forgive me. I'm just
because they look kind of lit. But yeah, what's the show called? Do you remember?
What is the show called? I feel like I would have to phone.
Y'all all let me have internet friend. Right now.
It comes on Hulu.
Yeah, it comes on Hulu.
It's like I think it's like their most popular show right now.
Oh, so it's like a Hulu original. Yeah.
Hold on, I'm gonna find out right now.
Yeah, Mike's looking it up.
iPhones.
I'm looking.
Damn.
Mr. Wright? Hold on.
Mr. No Phone? Mr. No Computer? Yes.
Handmaid's Tale.
I think it was set in my friend was telling me that it was set in the future and that it's like a post-apocalyptic type situation where the events that could happen are actually like similar to real life. Yeah. And she was talking to her friend about it because apparently it was made from like a series of books that she read previously. And she was like, you know, I was going to watch the show, but it's just so similar to what's going on now in terms of like refugee camps and things like that. Like things that like are going on in America that she was like, it hits so close to home. I can't even watch it. Hmm. I was like, that's crazy.
So Hulu has originals too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Or yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I need to watch that show. And
I watched two episodes, and I liked it. I just never went back to it because I don't have Hulu. I had Hulu for like a week. And
I think there's...
Why do you only have Hulu for a week?
Because it was like a trial.
Oh, you don't have Spotify because you don't do streaming. I think there was a deal with Spotify where you could get 3 months free of Hulu
three
as well.
Free?
Mm-hmm. 3 months.
Oh, 3 months.
Yeah.
What did I say? It sounded like you said
three months free.
Oh, no. 3 months free.
You're Jamaican or something for a minute.
I mean,
she 3 months.
Okay.
Are you?
Nigga.
You've been doing something all the time. You don't know she's Jamaican?
She doesn't talk like this, man.
Oh my God. I'm going to walk out of the studio. I'm going to walk out of the studio. I really fucking cannot.
She ain't got braids.
That is crazy.
I have braids in my hair right now.
What? You had on Hamano.
So? Look harder, nigga.
Under there. I ain't got my fucking Superman see-through shit going on today.
You could have at least said dreads. Nigga, you look more Jamaican than I do.
No, women. The women always have braids.
Okay.
I don't look Jamaican. Bumba clock.
Get the fuck out of here. Oh, my God. What's next? Let's see. This is some bullshit. Okay. Just
God, it's fucking hot in here again. Jesus.
Stop breathing so damn hard. Okay, so.
That with the fashion. Dude, stop breathing so damn hard.
Damn.
Making me hot, too. Fuck.
No, I am hot. Okay.
I know it's
hot.
This story is really fucked up. Tennessee police say a woman has been charged with transporting two young children in pet kennels inside her vehicle. And the children, when I had looked at the video,
you saw the black girl getting out.
Yes, she. I don't even know how she fit. Like,
y'all finish the story first.
Yeah, I mean that basically was the story.
She was sneaking kids where?
In kennels. She had children in kennels in her car.
Why? What was she doing with them though?
Let's find out. So, hold on. I
haven't heard this story.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I sent it, but it's fine. So
yeah, but today, you didn't even
like
know what
two hours. You didn't even know.
I know.
Clearly, you didn't even read this shit. You'd be pasting links.
Okay, let's see. A Memphis woman was arrested over the weekend after she allegedly placed her grandchildren. Wait a minute.
It's her grandchildren.
Wait a minute. Grandchildren in kennels and drove them around.
I got to see that. Bees passing the video.
Drove them around for at least 40 minutes in temperatures as high as 95 degrees, according to the police. I guess her last name is Cheeks, which is funny. Anyways, Cheeks was taken into police custody after a concerned witness shot video of her on Saturday as she opened the trunk of her Ford Explorer. Of course she got a Ford Explorer. And released the children from the kennels. Why?
Was she trying to keep them safe?
It couldn't have been that bad.
Come on!
The little girl got out. Her hair was all done real nice. So clearly she'd be taking care of.
Wait a minute.
Why would you have children in a can?
Because she couldn't afford a car seat.
Are they
These are black people?
Yes.
Her grandchildren, allegedly.
Yeah, that doesn't mean, yeah.
The video drew outrage online. The Memphis Police Department even posted about the case on its Facebook page Sunday to confirm her arrest.
Yeah, it makes sense to me. Stick them in there. They're stackable.
Oh, my God, Mike.
What?
You
It makes sense. Look, doesn't
I don't even
sense?
Like kids, but come on.
It makes sense.
How would you feel if somebody... Do you have sisters? Brothers?
Yeah, I have a sister and a brother.
Nieces? Nephews?
Yeah, I got... No, I don't have nieces, but I got little cousins. I'd stick the motherfuckers in the kennel in the backseat.
Come on now.
Little badass kids wanting to fight the whole time. Can't fight through a kennel cage.
Like, if you pulled a kid out of kennel, I think that'd be the first time we fight.
Come on, like, damn.
So I'll be like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Get that damn kid in kennel.
Then I'll call the police on you. Dude, like, this looks crazy.
Yeah, she's fine.
She was all cramped in.
But she stepped out straight.
No, she didn't.
She didn't even
stretch. She did. You didn't watch it, though.
I'm not going to lie. They looked,
her legs were asleep.
No, Rod. I'm not going to lie.
She couldn't fucking walk.
They did look like roomy kennels. They did look like roomy kennels.
They do.
But
are y'all serious?
No.
They're the big kennels.
I'm saying they did look a little roomy, but that's no excuse.
It was probably fun for them. Thought it was a fort.
Stop.
No. You stupid. But you're right, though. But you stupid.
No, Rod.
No, kids do think shit like it was a fort. They do.
No,
I used to build a fort out of every fucking thing.
And you gotta build this one.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's not fun, though.
Maybe not to you.
She had a little strut, too.
See?
She had a little strut.
She won the battle between her and the forts.
What?
She had a little strut.
Who did?
The
little girl? She tripped.
Yeah, she probably, like, her legs were probably asleep, to be honest.
Her legs were straight up asleep.
Probably
asleep. She was trapped in there.
But have y'all ever gone on a road trip in, like, a truck?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, they lay down, like, a mattress for you to sleep in?
No. She tripped.
That's some redneck shit. Who are you hanging out with?
I was a kid. We would go to Florida for the summer and shit.
Oh, but that's okay. Put the motherfucking kids in the back of a truck.
Not like a fucking open truck.
Well, what do you mean? You said a truck. What you mean?
You know I don't know cars. You know, like when you could just lay
down.
You
know what a truck is?
No, like the truck. like a van. You know a van, and then there's like.
A van is. A van's a lot different than a
truck. Whatever. Okay, just basically there's space in the trunk.
Who did you know that had a van with a mattress in the back?
El Camino?
A van, but I'm saying, who did you know had a van with a mattress in the back?
You know, my parents are Jamaican.
Your dad was getting it when he was young, boy. If he had a van with a mattress
they
in the back.
They put the fucking mattress. It didn't come with a mattress in it.
Of course not. But
what
who
the hell?
A mattress in the back of a van.
Sophie people who want to have their kids have a van. No, that wasn't my dad. That was not my dad. Oh. That was my uncle.
Okay, well then your uncle was getting it back in the day.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's my point.
No, come on. It was for us kids.
No.
We would have so much fun making forts back there and shit.
Yeah. I'm saying, when I was younger, everybody had a mattress in the back of the van was getting it. Especially if they had lights back there.
Yeah, think about that. Why would he have a mattress in the back of his van, Sophie?
Shut up.
I know you're not a kid anymore, but like, think about it now.
I know you don't want to think about anybody's uncle like that.
No, I'm thinking about it, and it just doesn't make... Bro, you know how many houses that nigga has? He don't need a fucking truck.
Oh, is he sleeping in the... What do you mean?
What do you mean?
I'm confused now. What do you mean? What the house has got to do with him having a van with a mattress in it?
Why would he fuck in a van with
Why wouldn't you fuck in a van?
Because the fucking bed was for us,
you
like as kids.
Van, clearly.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm, right, there you go.
Who grown with multiple houses fucking in a van?
Some people kinky like that.
What the fuck? Shut up, Mike. Anyway.
No, but what did they say about the kid getting out of the kennel?
Well, somebody, I don't know who the fuck is talking. It's somebody in quotes who said, I mean, it could be an honest mistake. It's a huge mistake.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Exactly.
Sorry.
People would be bullshitting.
I'll let you finish.
Okay. No, for real. People would be bullshitting. it's shocking. It really is. Blake told the station, I only met her like once, maybe twice. She seems like a nice lady. I couldn't see her actually doing that. I mean, it could be an honest mistake. It's a huge mistake. Get some help. Yeah. But put her in jail. It's hard to say. He added.
Maybe she just picked them up.
Is there an update on this?
Maybe they adopted.
I think this what? Just happened.
An update on
maybe
this.
Maybe she got the kids from them, like an adoption
clinic. Yeah, I think this just happened.
No, I'm saying like since, like not literally just happened. Has there been an update today about like a statement saying like what actually happened? Why she had the kennels?
This was posted
place?
The 11th. It's the 12th. So.
Okay. So there's no update.
I don't think so.
I mean, there's been enough time for somebody.
Could you imagine if somebody had your kids pulled out of a kennel?
That's
like, if you dropped your kids off to
those
like
are not her kids.
No,
those are grandkids.
Her grandkids.
Oh, she can put her grandkids in a kennel.
Can. If you drop, would you feel away even if you dropped your kids off to your mom's house and she dropped them back off and they like. She opened the trunk and they were getting out of the trunk
and
kennels.
Been playing a game.
Ken.
I'd be like, what a good ass idea. Why not think of that?
For real.
Ken.
You don't know my kids the way they be running around.
Rod, what about you?
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Okay, if you took your kids to your mom's house and she dropped them back off, she opened the trunk and then had to open a kennel and your daughter gets out.
Yeah, I'd be like, Mom, what the fuck you doing?
Exactly.
Not the fuck.
Like in a respectful. In a respectful. You'll be respectful.
You're like, Mom,
what the hell?
What are you doing? What is happening?
Yeah. Like, yeah. What type of excuse, Rod, what kind of excuse would she have to give you for you to be like,
maybe
okay.
That's what I'm saying. I don't even know what the excuse maybe, could be. Like, maybe. I'll give Mike the fort idea because that's real shit. Like, growing up, we built forts out of everything.
Everything. Love blankets, playing in boxes. Couch cushions, so I get the, chairs.
I get
that was fun.
The fort thing. Like, see, I need some context. Like, how far did they drive? Like, I don't know, man.
Maybe
like,
they
kids,
went to
kids like to do
40 minutes
shit.
In temperatures as high as 95 degrees.
She probably had the AC. How'd they know they were in there for 40 minutes?
That's what I like to know.
So now they're just lying. How do you know when she was in and why didn't you stop her before them 40 minutes were right. up?
Maybe she was driving too fast.
They were
but
black
how did they know that they were in the car for 40 whole minutes?
Maybe follow someone
her.
Was following
follow
her.
Follow her for
it's
40
been 25.
Fucking minutes.
You know
man,
what?
Y'all
let's keep going. It's 35 now.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I think they interviewed the neighbor who saw her leave and then come back.
That don't mean they were in there the whole time.
You don't know.
And the neighbor's sorry as fuck, too. If the neighbor's over there taking pictures,
right. So if
instead
was,
of digging
if
them out of the kennel.
For 40 minutes,
well, somebody had to do it.
Kids, you got to add in.
Man, y'all need to mind your
it just looks suspect. There are whole black children and a white granny. Like, come on now.
Maybe she was light-skinned. Should she white?
That was like Rachel Dolezal white, though. She's not real white.
Yeah, she's
white. Oh, wow.
Yeah, super white.
That white lady.
It almost looks like a little bit of little bit of meth, maybe. Maybe that's just old age.
She still got the black nose.
The what?
Ooh, what?
This lady.
The grandma?
You yeah. sure?
Let me see.
I won't say it's like spread, but it's not like.
Come on now.
It's not spread, but it's like. It's,
anyways.
It's a black nose.
That white lady.
She's white.
That ain't even
okay,
a point.
She,
ain't
she a white.
Nose.
She's a white.
She's white, dude.
So, yeah.
She's a snowflake.
Yeah. That lady ain't white.
Snow bunny.
So.
They be trying to lock all of, put all of us in kennels. They were like, she got a good ass idea.
She does have a good ass idea.
That's a horrible idea. Whatever. That's awful. Okay, so did y'all.
Did you say so?
Did y'all.
Yeah, I saw that shit this morning.
Did y'all see this video of Dennis Rodman talking on CNN?
Crying?
Yeah.
I felt a little bit
I couldn't
uncomfortable.
Even go home. I couldn't even go home.
That did that make y'all feel awkward? I felt so awkward watching that.
Yeah, it's Dennis Rodman.
I've watched Dennis Rodman play basketball
right.
for years. That's nothing awkward when it comes to him.
This dude put on a wedding dress before it. Like it's like he just does that.
Before you
because he what? Right. Yeah, they're boys.
Is he okay? Like is he okay?
He's been off since
he's a little off.
The days in the NBA. He was off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was a dude that wore the colorful hair all the time, like on in basketball.
You know
you probably
Rodman.
Seen him.
You've seen him.
You've seen him. You
I
had
don't even
to.
Watch
it
was, I've seen him.
He reminded me of a rapper, but I don't.
Well, which one?
Damn, the one with the real raspy voice and like hella kids.
Oh wow! Jeezy? Any rapper?
No, right? Lil Wayne.
No.
All of them?
Raspier than that. Like fucked up voice. I'm going to look it up. But anyways, I don't
not
know why.
That description you're not.
I don't know. Like, they kind of favor, I feel like.
T-Pain?
DMX.
He does not look like no
oh
damn
my God.
DMX.
You sure?
Like
how
no
does he look like
DMX?
Hold on, Googling.
You look shit
wow.
like DMX.
Wow.
Why
you're
Googling,
on some all-black
like,
lookalike type shit right
frequency
now.
Frequency your really. Ass is on right now.
Wow. Put your ass in a kennel.
I mean, Ken, first of all.
Look,
yeah, they look
like
nothing alike. Like,
what
not even close.
Dennis Rodman? Nothing.
I mean...
No.
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 That's that Yanny Laurel shit.
No.
That is. That's what that is. Type of...
They don't look just alike.
They look nothing
that's
alike.
That's who it reminded me of. Fucking sue me. I don't know.
If
that's
I could,
just,
I would.
Okay, well, try.
Call Judge Mathis right now.
But yeah, so this was the video that was played. Ken, what the fuck
is wrong? Really got tissue. I didn't see the video.
Yeah, he's crying like a punk.
Oh, he got tissues?
I didn't see the
video
either.
I didn't see
the
wipe in his eyes.
Let's just watch it.
I
fuck
didn't
it.
See any tissues.
How long is it?
Oh, stop it.
When I said those damn things, death threats. I got so many death threats when I was sitting up protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home. But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know how to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
It is a great day. I'm here to see it. This is a historic day.
I'm so happy.
You were saying to me years ago that you thought this would happen. And I want to let you be ready for me to ask you another question. I know you're very emotional about this.
Go ahead.
This is what I want to know. I want to know. Well, you're an emotional guy. You feel very deeply.
Okay, so he was emotional because of the Trump Kim Jong Un summit.
Because he's been trying, according to him,
to advocate.
He's been advocating for this for years.
For them to meet up.
Him, right. Apparently him, and for some reason Kim Jong Un. They're homies.
Yeah.
Nobody has been able to figure this out.
Well, what I get from the video was that he ended up going up there scheduled to do some type of like charity thing.
And it's Rodman one?
Yeah. He was scheduled to go up there for some type of charity thing. And I think in the video he was saying, you know, I just went up there and I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I didn't know the climate of the you know, North Korean country. Whatever. I wasn't sure, but he was like, yeah, when I got there and I just saw everybody, it just really touched me to see like whatever the fuck was going on.
People dying and
I didn't understand the logic of that, but he was just like, yeah, it was just so much more than just a charity thing. And I just became really close with Kim and
with the guy killing people. I'm really confused.
I don't really know.
Dennis Rodman is a fucking idiot.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I also really don't understand why people continue with these Make America Great Again hats. Like, I get that it's a symbol to like, fuck the left side or whatever the fuck, but it's just like, bro, are you serious? Like, is your hair just not done? Do you have hair? Like, why are we making this statement on national TV? I don't get it.
You're a hater.
I mean, I'm a hater.
So he's wearing it to take it back too?
Not Rob.
Dennis Rodman.
Rodman's in his own world.
He's all about it.
Yeah.
So he's
just
all
like,
about Trump.
Just like your boy.
Yeah.
They should do a song together.
So is this that thing where they just take that one token black person?
Rodney?
Rodney, that's what we call.
No, I don't think.
People would denounce him a lot faster than Kanye, though.
Who? Rodman?
He's not there to denounce. He's completely mm-mm. gone.
Yeah.
Nobody has talked about Dennis Rodman in years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, past being weird, like he hasn't been relevant. Like who has even talked about him?
That's crazy.
He just popped up out of nowhere crying on TV.
Well.
And the only reason people are talking about him now is because he was crying. If he wasn't crying, nobody would care.
Like, why are they interviewing Rodman?
Because he's crying.
Yeah, it's Dennis Rodman.
You know? Yo, going back to the Kennel lady real clicks. Quick.
He does.
Dennis Rodman does not pull clicks in 2018.
Yes, he would.
Where the fuck is Ralph? Because Ralph would back me up on this.
Yes,
ain't nobody clicking nothing at a Dennis Rodman interview. You crazy.
With this, I think they would. Because he's like, they've been cool.
Even when he was doing the North Korea shit, nobody cared. They just clowned him for it.
Dennis Rodman.
They're like, he's a weirdo. We're not worried about this.
Well, I did see him pop up when all this North Korea stuff happens, though.
Yeah, before this video.
Like, did you click it?
I don't know if
I didn't click it.
You're talking about me, though. I mean, I don't really, you know. But I did see it pop up.
Maybe once or twice. And wasn't nobody clicking it.
What were you about to say about
the No, I'm just saying, real quick, going back to the kennel lady, she said that they said the children told the police that there was no room in the vehicle, so their grandmother instructed them to get in the kennels.
Uh-huh. See?
You can't make some room?
That makes sense. It's stackable. It's easy.
Oh, my fucking.
Like
Legos. Yeah. Oh my God. I don't see the big deal.
No, mess. Absolutely. Absolutely not.
They said the children have little holes to breathe.
Said the children
have you been in a kennel, Mike?
They said the children said it was hot inside the kennels. They put their grandma in jail. Don't even know it.
Good. They was hot.
I would definitely put my grandma in jail. Put me in the kennel.
What?
Y'all got to come back and get me.
I've been in worse than a kennel.
Or I've been on top of the roof hanging
you
on.
You you've been worse than a kennel?
I've been in the trunk before.
You know what?
Like, against your will? A will?
When you pour.
You do what you gotta do.
That's what I'm saying. You hop in the trunk.
Was this some sketchy shit that I did when
Bro,
I was
Bro, you had to have gotten in the trunk at some point if you ever went to the driving as a kid. Because in no way your parents are paying for all y'all motherfuckers.
Right.
Ain't no way.
Wait, if you went where?
Well, they didn't have drive-ins when you were a kid.
Get in the trunk.
But when we were kids,
they still have drive-ins.
I'm saying, but they weren't like normal. To y'all, it's like a novelty. Look at the drive-in. Hi, this is cute. But to us, that was normal.
That is some old school shit she did.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In a kennel, though.
That's some normal old black grandma shit. Stick, get your ass in the trunk, boy.
The trunk is one thing where there's like you could have access to the rest of the AC and like you can see out the window.
There's no AC. There's no vent right there.
Why in the trunk? You can see. Yeah.
She's clearly driving a van, correct?
But vans don't have trunks. But vans don't have trunks. Trunks are in cars.
So what's in the back of the van? Is that not a trunk?
Nah, it's like a hatch. It's a hatch.
A hatch.
Yeah. So it's open. It's like it's part of the inside.
Yeah, you still get access to air and all that stuff.
It's different than a trunk.
So you say, trunk, you can die. Can you put that in my hatch?
No, people don't.
Okay, put it in my trunk.
In the trunk, if you're in a van. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Everyone says put it in the trunk if you're in a van.
Either the back or the trunk. People do say trunk.
Who the fuck says in a van?
Me, nigga! I drive a fucking...
wrong all the time. I'm saying young people.
Mike!
Don't nobody say put the shit in the trunk if
you're
in a van.
You're the one advocating for kids to be in a kennel, and I'm wrong.
I'm correct, though. Get them in the kennels.
How else were they going to get home?
Exactly.
Take them damn kennels out. What the fuck?
Them kennels are
exactly. Not leaving my damn kennels.
She could have called an Uber.
Fuck that.
She could have done
better
like.
Get in these kennels. Shit, Uber, better get your ass in here.
Uber ain't everywhere. I tell you that.
Really?
And the little kids can't go in Uber by themselves, but they can fit their little ass in that kennel for fucking 30 minutes. They're not going to die.
And they didn't die.
Thank you. She popped out fine. She was strutting. Strut walking.
Sure was.
She was fine.
Looked fine to me.
Mm-hmm. So.
So you're with it, Ken.
How else am I going to get these badass kids back to the house?
Get your ass in this kennel.
Get your ass in this goddamn kennel or get left.
Okay. That's right. Okay.
You ain't going to have them sit on laps and all shit like that? Like, you sit on the lap.
You'll really go to jail for that.
Me too.
But if they can't see you in the kennel, then what's the big deal?
Could you imagine, like, if she was hitting turns all hard and they just rolling around back there?
No, the kennels look tight in the...
Yeah, they ain't have much
in the trunk. Of the van?
It is the trunk, no air quotes.
If you...
Damn, wait. She climbed out feet first, though.
Yeah.
Oh, so she wasn't even like, you know, like the dolls be looking through
she
the...
Can't she couldn't fit that
even,
hard.
But she couldn't even see
Did they just
anything.
Stuff her in?
Oh, yeah.
So that means she was laying on her back.
Oh, you right. You couldn't see nothing.
Oh, that's a terrible ride.
You
at
think?
Least I got to get in, you know, the other way around, so at least I can see what's going on.
But how... You talking about going in, like, putting your feet back and then putting, like... Like, that's crazy, man. Like, it's
exactly.
There's no easy way to get in a kennel as a human.
But she's in a there kennel is like no a coffin.
Yep.
No, she wasn't laying down like that. I think she was bunched up, like, holding her knees with her back to,
nah,
to
she
it.
Couldn't fit that way. The kennel wasn't that big.
No,
and what if
they,
the kennels weren't even
doing?
New?
No.
What if they were used?
So what?
Ew.
Whatever. Kids lick all kinds
they play
of weird
with dogs.
Shit.
Oh, my fucking
That's all right.
I think the kids are fine.
They're treating the kids like animals.
So?
They're black.
Literally.
I say my dog sleeps in his kennel every day.
Oh, damn.
And it's pretty
I'm
clean.
Just saying.
What the hell?
She's white. She look at them as
they're not
black
supposed
kids.
To pee and poo in there.
They're animals.
That deters them from that. So you were with your kids in a kennel in a car? If you
no.
had to.
Some suckers, man.
No, hell no. Under no circumstance,
under
I would no do that.
No circumstances.
Nah.
No.
Nah, that's not happening.
That shit might fuck with them mentally
believe.
Down the road or something.
You call a trunk a hatch.
Or you can
I can't believe you call the back of a van a trunk.
Anything in the back is
no,
a trunk.
I can't believe you call a hatch a trunk. There's a distinctive difference.
FIFO's here, by the way.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Right. Yeah,
welcome, people.
Thank you,
welcome,
thank
people.
Thank you.
That's okay. The theme song.
I know, right? That's like his like welcome intro. Yeah.
But so what's the scenario? Fill me in, because I kind of...
Well, we went white, back. It was my fault, because I just want to give a slight
white woman,
update.
A white woman put a black kids in a kennel.
Stupid as hell, yo.
That's not what happened.
Kennel.
Yeah.
These children were black. Mm-hmm. The lady looks white, but yes. That was her grandchildren.
What do you mean she looks white?
She's not white.
She's
what
white
is she
as
then?
Fuck.
That would be so fucked up if she treated her grandkids because they're black kids
oh, she
like
got the
dogs.
Plastic joints too. She got the like
bruh,
that's deep.
See, yeah, it's like big.
That's deep.
Yeah,
no, if she really is white, that's deep
she
as fuck.
Is white,
she
bro.
Is white. You can look at her and see
I
that she's fucking
that
white.
I think she's black.
No, that's a white lady, dude.
She's like a light skinned woman.
No, she do not.
I have an aunt that looks just like this lady.
Hey, that ankle kind
of. No, she has. She's mixed.
Well, here's the thing. I got to see the lady's face because that ankle's pretty white.
I have them telling tell y'all I have an aunt that looks just
them
like this
ankle's
woman.
Almost the same
you
color
a
as
what?
Your shoes, bro.
Aunt.
That's a white
help Rod out, please.
Yeah. I would lean on the side of white.
You would lean on the side of white.
Yeah, I'm not saying she 100%, but I say
she at least 98.6% white.
She more white than anything else.
No, I'll give you that.
I think she be white.
Math.
Yeah. But wait, hold on. My thing is how many kids total were there?
It was two.
Two.
See, no, it was two kennels and two kids.
Soft and nobody generation. In the back seat.
Then yeah, she had mean, stuff had in the no back, back seat.
The back seat was pulled out. They couldn't fit nowhere.
No. The backseat was in there. That was a two.
They didn't have any room.
It was a blade. It was a either Explorer.
Way, yeah, it was a 2-door Explorer. Like
no room.
Hey, look. At the end of the day,
they got home, didn't they?
They got home and then their grandmother went to jail.
That's fucked up.
Oh, they arrested her?
Yeah, they arrested her. Yeah.
What's her name?
For what though?
The white
endangerment.
Lee.
How were they endangered?
Limon
because it was hot for one.
Cheeks.
Hey, free Miss Cheeks.
But how you know she ain't had the AC on?
I don't know. Look, that's why I was asking for more details. It's Sophie's story.
The kids would just complain because they soft.
They probably
hashtag free Miss Cheeks.
Yeah.
This is some bullshit. Sure. I don't care what
you're soft ass kids.
Right.
Do you hear these people right now?
Yeah, like, nah,
it's a no for me, dog.
Hey, look, if you had shit in the back, you could have put your shit in the kennel and put the kids in the back.
Mm. Oh,
what if the shit didn't fit in the kennel?
Well, then
bread?
Leave your shit.
What if it's eggs?
I'm not leaving that my shit to these fragile. Little punk ass kids.
Oh my
get
god!
So
Mike, you're not even serious at this point.
That is safer on the seat that it could fall off of instead of in a kennel that is not going to really move.
You probably put it on the floor. So, you
so would you do the same with your girl?
Yeah. If she could fit, she could
like
fit
if you had like records all through,
oh,
like
she's getting in the fucking kennel before my records do.
Okay,
shit, you think I'm gonna warp a record over having my girlfriend sweat a little bit? She'll be fine.
So you would put like your records in the bed and then have her sleep on the shelf.
Have you met me?
Oh, I don't know.
God. Guess not. My records are not going anywhere where they're gonna overheat.
Oh man,
she will survive. The record might not.
Oh god.
Okay.
And the record will stick around longer.
Moving on.
Anyways,
I don't give a fuck.
So,
get your ass.
Where you standing on it, B?
Man. Oh, no, I'm not putting no fucking.
Exactly. B got some damn sense.
B alive. What's going on? B got hoes in the kennel right now. Right fucking now. At home.
50 Shades of Beezy.
I am not putting no damn kids in the kennel.
You watch that episode of Family Guy where, what's the guy, the giggity-giggity, what's his name?
Quagmire.
Oh, Quagmire. Yeah, all them girls. They come running out. That's B's house right now.
Shit. Stupid, man.
B got chicks in the kennel.
I am not putting no damn kids in the damn kennel. Whatever. Hell no.
All right. So
hey, man, y'all hear they not, y'all hear about, speaking of kennels, y'all hear about the black dogs that are not being adopted because they black?
What?
What?
Ken's a fucking lie.
No, okay. I'm dead ass
ain't
serious.
Nobody racist against dogs.
Yes, they are. It's called the black dog syndrome.
What?
No, you can't. Look it up. You got the iPad. Look that shit up.
Why are you looking that stupid shit up?
I'm telling you. Look, hold on.
Can't read the Inquirer and shit.
No, I'm not. They are not adopting nigga dogs.
Stop it. That's a lie.
That is
nigga dogs?
You know what?
I'm not nigga dogs.
Have you ever seen a black? Yo, get out of here.
I'm dead ass. Hold on. See, I didn't know I was going to have to fact check this shit.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
This shit been going. Nigga dogs. Goddamn nigga dogs out of here.
I don't want no damn nigga dog. What the fuck's a nigga dog going to do?
Nigga dog.
Stinking ass nigga dog. Lazy as hell. Taking our jobs.
This
is fucking lazy ass nigga dog.
This is real random.
Nigga dog. Nigga piss. Nigga shit.
This y'all are so stupid.
Won't listen to nothing. Always wanting to fight. You fucking goddamn nigga dog. Ain't worth a damn.
I don't even cook with charcoal. I don't like anything black. I don't cook with charcoal wood. The only thing good about grilling is the white smoke that comes out of the
grill.
Get that nigger dog out of here. This is real shit.
No, it's not.
Black dog syndrome. Watch.
Mass.
What you got? You was about to say something.
Where'd you find this shit at, Ken?
He made it up.
I didn't make this shit up.
Black dog.
That's why he can't find it.
I want me a pure white dude. A white dude.
What?
B, you do the honors.
Why I gotta do the honors?
Where is it coming from?
Black dog syndrome.
What's the site?
Big black dog syndrome. Phenom in which black dogs are passed over for adoption in favor of lighter color animals. Animal shelters often use the term BBD or big black dog.
BBD.
BBD, yeah. A big black dog.
Okay.
To describe the type
shit.
Of.
I know what that is.
Ain't no big black dog though, and that shit ain't never passed up.
to get on your knees for the offering. Goddamn. That, hey, that's a precursor to the goddamn review.
To describe a type of larger dark color mixed breed said to be typically passed over by adopters.
Told y'all.
That's on Tariq Nasheed's website. That's the only place it is online.
On Pet Finder.
It's on Pet Finder?
Come on, man.
And Black Cats, too. It's a real shit.
Well, Black Cats, because it's a myth.
But
Black Cats are so cute.
All cats are cute, but
okay, yeah. Not all.
Stop.
Yeah. See, I got me a nigga dog.
Nah,
yeah, you sure?
Yeah. Nigga dog.
Yeah, Gizmo, black as hell, bro. Damn. Well, he brown and light. Now.
I feel like that name makes him Hispanic.
Huh?
I feel like that name makes him Hispanic.
Gizmo.
Gizmo is the.
You call your dog Gizmo? Gizmo?
She don't know Gizmo.
That's his name.
She don't know Gremlins.
Yeah, she don't.
That's probably right.
Yeah, that's where we got it from.
I know.
We did.
Yeah, as soon as she said Gizmo, I'm like, oh, shit, Gizmo.
Oh, I thought that just seemed like a random dog name. Okay.
Nah, it's Gremlins.
It's Gremlins.
Yeah, we got it.
Is that a video game?
No, it's a classic 80s.
Stop. Just.
And she wasn't born.
I understand.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if I had an episode on all the shit that I have not seen, y'all would drag the fuck out.
Sophie movie. Podcast or something.
I'm not doing it. Everyone says that they're going to make me watch all the black classics, and I never do.
This ain't even a black classic. Nah,
Gremlins is just a classic.
It is.
Oh,
yeah. It's like
worth watching.
That's cold.
You said like what?
I mean,
the black classics are worth watching.
Okay, like Friday is worth watching.
Are you fucking serious? You've never seen Friday?
And isn't there like a second one or something?
We had this conversation.
I sure the fuck wasn't here.
I don't remember.
Oh yeah, you wasn't here. We was at the
barbershop. Bad
barbershop. Fuck all that.
Boys in the
Hood. You've never seen Friday?
No.
That's crazy. Friday is one of the funniest movies of all time.
I heard it was corny.
Who the fuck told you it was corny?
Somebody.
White person.
Hey, it's some real niggas. Okay. Nigga done lost his job on his off day. I don't know how that happened. And they just got high.
Oh my God. So it's like the black version of
Roseanne.
No. Shut the hell up.
Or what?
The one movie or the
first
boy.
Of all, it ain't the black version of shit.
No, no, no. Isn't it the black version of the like white boy who skips? No, the white boy who skips school.
Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Hell.
Not at all.
Oh.
No, nowhere near close.
I can see that. I can see that. Not that Friday copied it, but I'm saying I could see the correlation if somebody was like, oh, is it like Ferris Bueller? Not saying it's the black,
okay.
Like, story.
Yeah, it's like the same, like, off days.
Yes.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Yes, shit happens that was very unintentional, and then there's a consequence at the end, but everything's okay.
Yeah, I will give you. It happens in a day.
Yeah, you're right. It happens in a day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to think about it.
Oh, I've seen that one, so. Okay.
Yeah, but that's Friday's better. I love Ferris Bueller.
Wow.
Yeah, Friday is 10 times better.
What's the movie where the kids are in the library detention?
That's
Breakfast Club.
Yes. That's such a good movie.
That's a what?
I like that one.
Breakfast Club was cool.
I liked it. It reminded me of like how high school.
I'm an 80s.
What high school was that?
Movies guy.
I didn't go to that high school.
They was bullshitting the whole time in there. It was funny. Mm. Anyways,
I like my 80s.
Seen what?
Martin.
I didn't like Martin.
Can we call Marjorie?
Yes!
That's fine. I didn't like Martin.
How is that possible?
I just think it's ghetto.
Damn.
It's not funny to me. Like, it's not funny to me. Fresh Prince is funnier.
Two different shows. You can't compare them.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like
I've watched Martin. It's just lame to me. Like, it's lame.
You know what? Like, Fresh Prince is adolescent, like young man type stuff. Martin was grown man type stuff.
But he still acted like a child.
That's why it was funny. And especially,
maybe to y'all.
But he only acted like a child around certain things. Like, it wasn't all the time. Like, he acted like a kid whenever, like, Gina would try him or his boys was acting up. But it wasn't all the time.
Like overprotective boyfriend.
I feel like he would just be tripping.
What you mean?
He would just be tripping.
Get
like,
you stepping. Get out. You ain't got to go home.
And she would,
you got to get out
She
of
would
here.
Just be looking at him like, all right. What the fuck? Like, I don't know. It would just be like... It was weird.
How many
to me.
Episodes did you watch?
One.
No, I've watched more than that. It's more enough to know that I was just like not feeling the show.
All I know is that you didn't watch.
And Shanae was annoying to me.
You didn't watch the Walkman show.
The what?
The one when he thinks that one of his homies stole his Walkman.
Man, what the fuck?
But she don't watch.
No,
but she never seen New Jack City, so she wouldn't get that.
So
she wouldn't get that.
But it's so funny, though.
No.
You gotta
watch. If you watch New Jack City,
that was so funny that the cast was laughing like
Martin. Yeah, you see Tommy's face?
He couldn't hold it.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's how funny Martin was. Like, the cast couldn't hold their last breath.
And then, like, watching interviews, Tashina Arnold, she said Martin ad-libbed
almost all of it. Yeah.
That was my favorite character, though.
Yeah.
Who?
Pam.
Yeah.
And she was ghetto as hell, too.
True.
She was the realest one on there.
Hey, who's that chick? Ghetto.
She was Tiffany Haddish before Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah.
That's what she was.
I'm not totally disagreeing.
Pam was ghetto as hell.
But the girl on the Steve Harvey show was her before her.
Yeah. True, but Martin came
LaVita
before.
Alizé Jenkins.
LaVita Alizé.
Yes. She took Pam to another level, though.
She was so funny.
I liked her, too.
I love that show.
That show was funny.
I really liked the Steve Harvey show. That show was funny. Yeah.
What? Really? Yeah. I thought that show was funny.
Really?
Did you like the Jamie Foxx show?
Hell yeah.
I love that Jamie Foxx show.
Jamie Foxx
show was funny.
People be sleeping on Jamie Foxx.
They
do.
People sleep on Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, he was.
If you wanted to watch all of those, do you just buy them online?
No, just turn the cable on. They're always on reruns.
No, I'm talking about.
I have a box.
You want to watch
it? I want to watch it all the way through, like beginning episode, like all, like season to season.
I have a whole box set if you need.
Some of them, but Netflix be tripping.
You got Martin on box set? You watched the Wayans Brothers thing?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, I did.
You know the funniest episode of the Wayans Brothers?
Good Times.
Good Times.
When they imitate.
No, that was funny too.
No, the funniest episode to me was when they got White Mike's cousin Pookie. Or he might have been his brother, but remember Pookie was a rapper?
Yeah.
And he brought Pookie in. Pookie had no teeth, and Pookie started rapping.
Oh, my God. That shit kills me every fucking time.
People sleep on the way.
They do.
That was good.
And Pop was so damn funny,
Oh, Pop was funny.
Oh, my God. You can tell.
He was all right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. See, that was when black shows were funny.
Yeah. I know, right?
But to me,
Wayne's
Brothers got a little bit redundant after a while. Like, it was like, okay.
Yeah, after like three episodes. Because it was the same jokes every time. But it was still funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It was
we're
funny.
Brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Da, 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 da. Give me a high five.
Man, let your relaxation come on my tribe. I'm like, oh, hell yeah.
Y'all are crazy.
It comes on every night.
Yo, what was that court show that Shorty that was in the Wayans Brothers was on that? Like, I was a real
sport.
Not 227.
People's People's Court
was a reality show.
Remember, had a tall white guy
I know you're talking about.
He was like
Night Court.
Night Court.
Who from Wayne's Bros on Night Court?
The black security guard.
She was on Amen.
Oh, she was on Amen.
You're getting confused.
I know who you're thinking of, and they do not look alike. You're thinking of Roz.
Oh, I gotta see the budget.
And they do not look alike.
My bad. You know, shit, it's been a minute since I watched either one of them damn shows.
Did y'all ever used to watch Girlfriends?
Hell yeah. Yes. Because I loved, what's her name?
I wasn't on it, but.
What's the one with
the
tattoos?
Lynn.
Porsche or something?
Lynn. But her name was Persia White.
She did, what you call it, skin bleaching.
Really?
You should look at her now. She's like as white as that
lady. Like now?
Yeah.
I know she got her nose done because I thought it was two different people in two different seasons.
So did I. When I didn't see her for a
minute. I was like, this is not the same girl.
But she was fine as shit.
Oh, yeah. She was super. She was gorgeous.
Sophie.
What's up?
You watch Bad Boys?
No. Yeah. No, I haven't watched it. I haven't seen any because I didn't.
So you didn't even see Bad Boys 2?
No.
She didn't see one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I haven't seen any of them things. Yeah, but I had a question. So for those of y'all who watch Girlfriends, do y'all know why Tony left the show? Because I was confused.
She wanted more money is what I heard.
Oh.
She wanted more money. She wanted to be like making close to what
Tracy was melling.
That's what I heard.
Oh, yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, that is what breaks up movies and TV shows.
That sucks because I loved her character.
I did too.
But, she was gorgeous. I loved her.
Which one was Tony?
Tony was the bougie,
tall, dark
black,
one.
The
one that kind of looks like Issa Rae's friend.
I was about to say,
I thought it was her.
They look real similar. Yeah.
But I'm like, no, because she's younger. So I'm like, okay, this.
I thought it was her.
Yeah.
For straight up for 3 episodes.
I mean, when I saw it, I was like, oh, she's favorite old girl from Girlfriends. Yeah. Like,
they should be sisters or something if she's still acting.
Yeah, I thought I saw them in a picture together or something.
Probably because people were speculating that they look so similar.
Yeah. Well, did we discuss it here where Shorty from Issa Rae's show got pregnant by the dude?
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah, we were saying how we think it might be interesting.
to thick and thin. My girlfriend.
I love it.
You know, only person I didn't like was the black dude.
William. William.
He got on my fucking nerves.
I hate William.
Oh, he was not funny. He was annoying.
William.
It was annoying. It's like, why are you
around? I literally went on a rant about this.
I don't blame you.
I cannot stand him. He's so fucking corny. Yeah. He's ugly as fuck.
Oh, see, I ain't calling that ugly.
No. Ugly in a context of like they tried to like pin him and Joan together, but it was like clearly not gonna work.
He almost ruined the show for me. Like,
yeah. Really? Okay, it wasn't all that.
He did. No,
but he was really lame.
Because he wasn't even like Braxton corny. Where Braxton was funny. Yeah. Like William was just like, you're annoying corny, and it's like it's not funny.
Yeah, like what? He just
Joan.
Ugh!
Come on, Joan.
Just can't fucking stand
him. Oh, I hate him too.
Did y'all watch Living Single?
I did, but it wasn't that funny. It wasn't all that.
No. Yeah, same. I really wish that I could be into it how everybody was into it, but I just...
Yeah, it wasn't all that.
The theme song was the best part.
It's Queen Latifah.
Single. Ooh, the 90s got the world. I'm glad I got my girl. Keep your head up.
I love it.
To my left, am I right? True blue. Red light. Wait, what?
We tight like glue.
That's it. Tight like glue.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so, I wouldn't mess with that show like that.
So this isn't...
I couldn't stand Kyle. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, this isn't really a story. But, well, Drake is making appearances after his diss that he's not responding to. And he was seen in Toronto with a woman... Some mystery chick. I guess they was leaving like a restaurant at 2 a.m., which, okay.
2 a.m. in Toronto.
Hey, it is what it is. And so I just thought that if this... Okay, so if you go to a restaurant at 2 a.m. and you're leaving at 2 a.m., is that like, you know, fuck buddy hours or what?
It can be.
Yeah, it can
it doesn't
be.
Have it doesn't to have be.
You think it would be like a meeting or something?
No. Business meeting.
No.
Drake, it might be. Because don't they work on operations like hours like that?
It can be, but more than likely, it was just a social. Like,
could be, yeah.
It doesn't have to be that, you know, we smashing. It's just, hey, you know who I am.
Right, let's do you want free food?
No,
they could just be friends. What's she look like?
We're about to pass the phone around.
Super extreme.
She's super extreme?
In a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's like a professional wrestler?
No.
I guess Drake has a tie.
She's extreme, brother.
You'll see what I'm talking about.
Whoa. Really? Drake can do better, man. What is you doing?
Oh, y'all are mean.
Okay, wait till you see it then.
Scroll to swipe to the left.
Yeah. What might do his eyes like
what? What?
What's in the back of her pants?
Right. Just keeps...
All that ass! That ass! Hey.
That's those kids from the kennel.
She looks like Beetlejuice from the Howard Stern show.
Wow.
Tell me she don't. Especially the bottom picture.
So 30 seconds ago, we was being mean.
That's probably like a porn star.
Well, I mean, I think she is.
She's like a porn star.
I think she is doing porn.
See, they're probably just friends. Y'all are just...
Nah, hell nah, man. Look, man, you...
That ain't no friend.
You putting that out...
That ain't just a friend.
Yeah, you trying to smash, bro.
Put
that
what
ain't
out?
Just a friend.
Even if she was wearing
Mike
a cloak, that shit would be out.
What I'm saying, Sophie, is that if you are seen in public, you take a lady like that out in public, you trying to smash. In my estimation.
Or maybe you just don't give a fuck, which is why you don't care if she's out in public.
Mm. Or maybe they're just friends.
That ain't no just friend.
Why? Just because she looks like that.
When he was hanging out with Serena, that was more like just friend. Like,
nah, he was smashing that.
No, I'm not saying he wasn't. I'm just saying when they were out having dinner, like that looked more like a friendly thing. That looked like
he hangs with strippers though. That they could be just homies.
But he's been out with her before.
Has he?
Yeah.
Hey, Drake's taste need to.
Yeah, this isn't new.
He's a level
she's popped up before.
Y'all are hate. How y'all know?
What do you mean? How do you know?
Wouldn't that more lend to them just being homies if Drake usually is with girls that look, according to you guys, better than her?
I can't say that because the only two people that I've known him to really date that I would consider, you know, really bad is
speak wisely,
Nicki.
Rihanna, he was just smashing. They didn't like. They wasn't.
What?
Like,
how's that any different than that?
He was okay, taking. Fine. He was taking Rihanna out to dinner and shit.
Okay, fine. Rihanna.
Okay.
J Lo.
She was taking him out.
Oh, I forgot about J Lo.
Yeah, yeah, buddy.
Okay. If that even happened,
it did. She.
It did. Yeah.
She was on the Ellen show.
Yeah, it did.
All right.
Yeah, she wanted it.
Why are you scratching your face up?
I guess that just seemed like a
puppy.
Dang, I'm hating a little bit.
Puppy looks like a walking cockroach.
I mean,
you know what? Yo, we've done this before.
Yeah.
Oh, that, yeah. Yo ass.
No. I have some homegirls that listen to the show, and it was like, you were like all the way wrong. Like, Diddy is not.
Oh.
Wow. And they look pretty good too.
Exactly. Like, they're exactly. Like,
pretty cute. I wasn't gonna say anything about them not looking good.
No. I know. I'm just saying that they didn't agree with you.
Nate said that bullshit.
So everybody got bad taste. Shout out to you, homegirls. I feel you.
Nate didn't say like Nate said the same thing too.
What?
Like,
that Diddy not ugly?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I didn't know.
You just. You
didn't either.
I did not know this.
Now you know.
She was saying that she doesn't particularly think he's like that, but she's like, it's not a known. It's not.
Yeah, it's not like, oh shit, Diddy's ugly. That's not ugly, nigga.
So was Flavor Flav ugly?
It's not.
Yeah, that's too. That's
I'm good. Asking. I'm not asking. Y'all.
Yeah,
I feel you.
So Flavor Flav is ugly.
Of course.
Okay.
Did you put them in the same category though?
Before today, I would have.
Whoa!
You
know,
I would have because I don't.
Are you crazy?
It's a good thing I don't like men, then, isn't it? Because I would have thought that everyone thought that Diddy was ugly.
In like on the level of Flavor Flav.
I don't look. First of all, I don't like calling people ugly.
I don't either.
Well,
but
who do you think looks good?
When people like when people say that Idris Elba is extremely sexy, I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. Why you make your
because
you reacted real hard.
No, because I'm motherfucking cute.
You have to call him out.
No, but what
I'm
saying.
I'm
like, no, I really want to see as a dude who you think is attractive.
Okay, so I'm trying to think. Okay,
I thought that's what I think he looked like that because that's who he thought your example was going to be. Of somebody who was going to look good.
I know, but it was still funny because his head went back way
I knew it wasn't going there because he already made that comment.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so when people say.
Do not say Chris Brown. My God.
Chris Brown?
Don't say it.
I wasn't going to, but you did.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
I'll say Chris Brown.
No,
if people
no,
say,
don't
if people say
it.
Chris Brown is no, attractive, I'm like, okay, I see it. Mike, it makes sense.
Please, just say.
You're the one who say, tell somebody.
Say.
Don't Mike got something against dark-skinned dudes.
Ooh, the colorism jumped
so
out.
Stupid.
The colorism jumped out.
Okay,
that's why
okay.
You're the
because
that's
why. Wait. What homie from New York Undercover? Mekhi Phifer. Not Mekhi Phifer. What's his name?
Malik Yoba.
Malik Yoba. Mm. When people were like, oh my God, Malik Yoba's good looking.
Hold
I'm
on.
Like, okay, I get it. I get it. But certain guys, I'm like, I don't get it. So I don't question it if you think he's good looking, cool.
Yeah.
What?
I'm sorry.
Oh, he looking at Malik Yoba.
That was a dope show,
Malik
by the way.
It was.
That was a good show. Yeah.
Until they killed Tori.
He was fine on Girlfriends, but he a little too old now.
But how
you gonna do that?
That was a fucked up shit, though. But yeah, anyway, yeah. Okay, if somebody says Jamie Foxx is really good looking, I'm like, I get it.
Wait, hold on.
But some guys, I'm like, I don't.
Are you listening to Mike? You asked him a question and you're not listening to him.
I'm listening. I'm just looking at the people as he's saying
that. I was talking to y'all.
He's talking. Diddy is finer than Jamie Foxx.
That's cool. If you say so, cool. I'm not trying to fuck him, so it doesn't matter to me. I know what he looks like.
I just.
I've seen the show.
He just. I mean, maybe back in the day. But I see that. I feel like a big topic now that's really dumb, to be honest, is whether people think Jay-Z is ugly or not.
Oh, come on now. Come on now.
Well, what's your stance?
If somebody told me Jay-Z was really attractive, no, I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah.
But so would Jay-Z be the same category as Diddy in your opinion?
I would have thought Jay-Z was better looking than Diddy.
You know what?
Oh, you tripping, man.
Okay. Anyway.
I'm sorry I'm tripping. That
you are
that
really tripping.
Diddy. I'm sorry, bro.
I'm just saying,
I'm
bro.
I'm sorry.
Really?
He does that old granddad face.
He does.
You old granddad face looking ass motherfucker. You.
And he's even had Jay, that since 96.
He has. Yeah, and even Jay has talked about, you know, being self-conscious about his image and stuff like that.
I thought Diddy was too, to be honest. I really did.
I don't think Diddy ever had
that's cool though. That's
image
cool.
Problems.
I get it.
Yeah, I think Jay gonna wrinkle fast.
Oh mm-hmm. Yeah, it's already happening.
Oh, it's a couple years.
What is up with that long hair he's doing? Like
I think he normally does that when he's recording.
But now he's on tour, so he can't get a lineup?
He doesn't. Like he lets his hair grow out when
he
he's
doesn't
recording.
Believe in lineups? Like I thought
he does when he cuts it.
Well, he
just lets his hair grow out when he's mm-hmm. when he's recording. Like, I think that him and Beyonce is recording an album together. Ugh. That's what I think.
Fuck. Anyways,
that's
all
what
right.
I think. What about Boris Chestnuts?
chestnuts. he got multiple nuts. I'm like, how you know about that?
I hope so.
Oh god. People think he's good looking, right?
Hey, they did. Back
oh,
then. People thought. Also, I remember Kojo people said too. Nelly. I've heard people say Nelly.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I wouldn't see Nelly.
Like, you wouldn't see Nelly.
I get it.
Nas. Like,
really?
Damn, she passed it to me. Not even.
Yeah, that's too much.
Those it's a lot.
That's Shorty.
Is her whole hand in her
face? Who is that? Who is that?
Hold on. That's Drake Shorty.
I guess
that's the one he was just walking with.
Is it actually in the hole? Let me see. I got to zoom in.
Is she pooping herself? Is what you're asking?
Let me see what you got talking about.
Take a picture of me.
Hold on, man. Hold on. I'm not getting the right light.
Hey, I don't think it's in the hole, but I think this just shows.
It's got to be Ralph,
because
look.
Now, show you how much ass she got back there, bro.
I'm saying, Jesus Christ. I almost dropped the phone so much ass.
Ew.
And it zoomed in on it, B. You got to zoom out.
Sorry, you got to zoom out.
Oh, shit.
Her wow. whole,
oh he God. Said, "Wow,
that's
whole,
look, forearm, that's all this, this.
Right?
But it's no, got to be in her butt,
no, bro. It's almost right, look, Mike, and I'm not really not trying to make a joke.
I feel you.
Oh but God,
her she, booty alone is wider than you,
but
bro.
No, look at the angle. Look at the angle. No. Like it's going, like it's not down enough to be in the cheek. But, it's in the hole.
No. First of all, her hole really can't be that high.
Ken hasn't even seen it. He looks stressed that he hasn't seen it yet.
I don't know. Ken see every fucking
thing. I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know.
I'm saying is she got about 3 foot worth of ass.
She does.
And one cheek.
She does. She got a big football field ass,
bro.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
God damn.
That's the same chick that she was walking out with.
I guess.
Where did you get the picture from?
I think she's a porn star.
No, she's definitely a porn star.
Let me ask y'all this. Is that attractive to y'all?
Did you see all the other pictures?
The guys in the room.
Let's talk about
it. No. That's what I said.
It's not even attractive to me.
Skinny for all that booty.
That's what I'm saying. It's extreme.
Like a motherfucker. Like Kanye.
You're in the wrong hole.
You're in the wrong hole.
Nah.
I'd be lost in a motherfucker.
Nah, that's
I have to call reinforcements on that.
Hey, AAA. Hey, man. Yeah, I don't know which way to go.
GPS ain't picking up.
Could you imagine?
When you're somewhere and you gotta like drop a pin. Oh. I'm about to drop a pin where I'm at. Like, where the fuck is this?
My God, could you imagine getting twerk from her in the club? You gotta get like all your niggas to hold you up.
Hell yeah.
All of us here at the same time.
Hey, look. Mike, Ken, and BZ on one cheek. Me, right. Sophie, and Rod on the
other. Don't put me in that shit. Don't put me in that shit.
I don't know, man.
Oh, man.
I just feel like after all that surgery, like when you get so. Well, I mean, maybe.
That's natural.
Well, I mean, I kind of see the logic because if you have that much titties in the front and that much ass in the back, maybe it like keeps you from falling over. It's like even, you know? Maybe. I don't know.
No, she got some problems. She's having issues.
Her back has to hurt.
Who was that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
K. Michelle had to get a reduction because she thought
she sure
had
did. She sure did.
Oh, she's not natural, K. Michelle?
Oh, no, she wasn't. Well,
I don't know.
Hold she on. Was like kind of, but then she had it. I don't know if you saw her when she got like really extreme.
I only saw her on the show.
Yes. After the show, she got some more work done.
Oh,
and it was like crazy.
She didn't look good.
You know who didn't look good after they worked? Joel Santana, woman. What's her name? I can't remember her name. Mm-hmm. You know I'll be watching all them Love and Hip Hop joints.
He's on Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah. Damn, I can't remember her name, but she... Ugh.
Ooh, okay.
I don't like that anyway, so... I mean, if you want to get that done, make yourself happy, cool, but it's just not for me.
Like, just going back to Jules' girl, like, I kind of understood because, you know, he had a whole bunch of cheating scandals with stripper-type chicks. So.
Oh, so she was trying to keep up.
Oh,
that's
mess.
Sad. That's really sad.
That is real sad.
God. That big dinosaur egg booty girl, though. Ooh.
Yeah, go ahead and send it to me, Ken. I see.
Whole
see you
arm in the asshole.
No. The AT&T merger got approved.
Who they merge with?
Time Warner.
Good for them.
Ooh.
Great.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Do y'all want to jump into these questions?
One last thing. This is positive.
Arm in the booty hole, though.
I just need to...
Wait, does let me ask y'all something. Never mind.
No, go ahead. No.
Hey, you jumped in the water already,
no,
bro.
No, I didn't. I stepped back
out.
Yeah,
you did. No, you didn't.
I can't swim, so step back out.
Okay.
I thought you took classes.
Yeah, swimming lessons, yeah.
Yeah, but I can only swim with fins on. And a kickboard.
This is good news.
Okay.
Chicago and other U.S. cities saw drops in crime and murder in 2017. I think they said Chicago has dropped about 12-something percent.
Thank you, Donald Trump.
Damn, that's a lot of
12.3%.
That's a big percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah, make America great again.
That's because Barack back in town.
Now we back to Chicago. Did he?
I wouldn't. Don't he have a house in Chicago?
He probably has a house, but he don't live there.
I'm just saying. I mean, he back, so they like, y'all. Let's get right, y'all.
Yeah.
True. See, I would have did it like Frank Underwood, fortify my whole crib, man.
Damn.
Just saying. People that don't watch House of Cards.
I don't watch House of Cards.
Oh, yeah, you don't?
Neither do I.
I'm going to, though. I just haven't.
Oh, okay.
To it.
I thought it went to shit since he got fired.
The last season.
Yeah, but like the first three seasons, impeccable. Yes.
Yeah.
Impeccable.
The Raz, yes. What?
The first three seasons.
Oh, yeah. You've
been following it?
No, yeah, I followed it, but when it came back out, it sort of lost steam for me.
Yeah, the fourth season, I couldn't get into.
Yeah. It lost steam. And then that happened,
right. Yep.
And it's just like, okay, so what are y'all about to do now?
No, he's not in it. The wife is like the main.
Yep.
I'm still giving it a shot.
No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's definitely good.
I'm not watching anything. Right now, I just found out that Netflix has SVU episodes. I've been watching that shit. But I'm not binging anything now, so. I'm going to check it out.
Do you think anybody... I'm sorry, Sophie. I know we're going to continue. But do you think that Netflix is truly ever going to have any type of competition? At least in the foreseeable future?
I don't... Nah, because Hulu can't get it together. But now that Disney bought them, who knows?
It's possible.
But Netflix is just fucking killing it.
They are.
Killing it.
Didn't they just give the Obamas a deal or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, did they?
They
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be like,
I see a lot of people interested in that. Yeah.
See a lot of people were like, "Oh, I'm canceling my Netflix now."
For fucking what?
Yes.
No.
Bro, are you surprised?
I mean, I'm not, but I didn't see
Obama
that
much.
That is crazy, bro.
They were like, "I am canceling Netflix."
Cancel your shit then.
Go ahead. They ain't worried about you.
You probably not even paying for the shit. Like, who cares?
I just watched some show on Netflix. What the fuck was it? I be binging the fuck out of stuff on Netflix.
That's what Netflix is best for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's on.
Yeah, watch that Raw show. Oh, yeah, I already told you.
What?
Raw. That movie Raw that you told me about.
You didn't tell me you watched. Did you like it?
I thought I did.
No, you did not.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, I thought it was interesting, man. I didn't hate it, but I thought it was definitely interesting. I told my brother to watch it. But yeah, I like watching foreign films. It's just, I don't know. It's just interesting watching like how they are over there.
isn't just a foreign.
I know. But I tend to look for stuff like that. But you know, it was funny because when I was watching and I was like, I don't want to ruin it for anybody. But it was twisted. It was sick. It was
I should have told you what it was about. I should have just told you it's just.
But remember, they had the description in the thing. So
what is it about, Mike? Put me on. Let me see if I'd be interested.
No, you will not. It's a foreign film. It's a coming of age story about this girl who's vegetarian who actually discovers that she's actually a cannibal.
How do you discover that?
Well, you have to watch the movie.
Okay. Yeah, you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it.
Raw.
Yeah.
Raw.
I loved it.
Netflix.
Okay.
Yes, it's
crazy.
Cool. Okay.
It's very interesting.
Oh, sorry.
Containment. That's what I just watched. Sorry.
No, you're good.
The TV show? Yeah, I watched that.
Did you like it? I liked it.
It was cool.
You know, the only reason I watched it is because it was filmed in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Did you realize that every relationship on the show was an interracial relationship?
I don't know if I knew it was weird. Every relationship.
Well, almost every relationship.
But no, I'm just saying, I didn't pick that up. So
the main one... Then they had the younger kids, the one that was pregnant, and the old people.
Sure was.
It was like, how did you manage to have the younger kids, but her grandma is also in there? It was like weird. And it was always black dudes and white women.
I thought the old couple was the most interesting one because I was like, weird. How the hell y'all make it through?
That was weird. But that was
Atlanta.
Man, that show, I thought it was tight.
Yeah,
I liked
it. You think Atlanta has the most interracial couples in America?
I doubt it.
What do you think?
California.
I would definitely say somewhere.
Yeah. California.
Yeah, they wide open over there.
Asians and blacks, white and black, Hispanic and black.
Yeah,
everything but black and black. Yeah.
California.
It's mostly true.
Very open.
All right, question.
Before we get into the question, I just wanted to say that obviously, rip to Anthony Bourdain. Since y'all were just talking about Netflix, they just recognized that they will be extending Parts Unknown for extended months to come since his passing. So
I feel bad. I've never seen anything of his.
Me either. Really? But now I can. But
yeah.
Yeah. I'm going
to
watch.
You know what I got? You know how I got put on to Anthony Bourdain when he got his show? I want to say it was on A&E or whatever network it was. You know, about food and discovering culture and all of that. The first place he went to was Cuba.
Oh, wow. That's
So I had to, like, I had to watch it. You know what I'm saying?
How similar was his show to the show that guy did with the Bizarre Foods?
It was different.
I think it was more culturally integrated.
Yes. Yeah. Like, Anthony Bourdain wasn't seeking out just weird shit, but he would eat anything.
Yeah,
you know
okay.
what I'm saying? He just wanted to experience the culture.
The culture and whatever
the other
they
dude
ate.
Was just looking for the weirdest shit possible.
Okay, okay. That's cool. Okay, well, I definitely want to look into that show and just, you know, kind of watch just to remember him because, you know, he seemed like a cool guy.
Yeah, he did seem like a cool guy.
So.
Yeah, the show is dope.
All right. Well, we're going to head into our questions portion. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter. Our first question is from Anonymous, and they want to know, yes, Mike, get out your size for Anonymous. Sucka. It's all right. It's okay. We'll live. They say hello.
Hello.
So once... This is a guy, though. So once I decided to ask out a girl that was super close to me.
Just when we turned your mouth. I heard that shit.
Make it gender appropriate, man.
Okay. So once I decided to ask out a girl that was super close to me, and she rejected me because she had not gotten over an ex. But soon started going out with another guy and simply forgot about me, despite her telling.
Why are you laughing at him, Rod?
I'm sorry.
Start over again.
I hate to be like Rod.
I'll paraphrase. I got you. So, dude asked out a girl that was his homegirl, right? Like they'd known each other for a while, and she rejected him.
Because she hadn't gotten over her ex.
Because she hasn't gotten over her ex, and shortly after, she started dating another dude and forgot about him.
Okay. And simply forgot about me, despite her telling me how much she said she felt comfortable and felt like I was one of the only people that made her feel like herself.
Aw. Wait, the last... That's sweet. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. What do you do to cope with a girl just ignoring you when you didn't do anything wrong?
I ain't never had that. Yeah. But it's not about right or wrong.
Yeah, it's not about right or wrong.
It's just, you know, sometimes crossing that friendship line is difficult,
tricky.
Especially for women.
Oh, hello.
So it's not you, bruh. It's really her. That's the best.
That's what you think. Yeah. Maybe he's ugly. Ken, that's mean as shit. See, somebody...
You are fucking
somebody turn Ken's mic off.
I mean, is he, like, hung up on her? Maybe he just need to move on.
He sound hung up. Like, that was his best friend.
His heart,
and he confided in her and stuff.
Yeah. Everybody's been there.
That's really fucked up.
How old is this?
He thought he had his chance.
This is something I would do.
Dude, out the way, boy. Let me get in there, boy.
He out the way. Maybe he moved too fast.
It doesn't say how old he is.
Or too.
Move on, bro.
Slow.
That's sad, man.
Hey, man, sometimes women are just friends, bro.
Yep.
You know what? Sometimes we are. And when we're not, we'll let you know.
They let him know. She definitely let his ass know.
Well.
You know.
I had a girl like that when I used to work this health store. And I was in love with this girl, man.
What happened?
Nothing.
Oh, that's the problem.
And shit. And I thought I was in, and she started dating this old lame ass guy that started after us. And I was like, damn, what the fuck's he got?
Ain't that the most fucked up shit when you see who they dating? Like, you told
that nigga over me?
Me?
Bruh.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I ain't the coolest.
Clearly,
I'm
they
cool
doing something you not.
Nah, fuck that.
It was a religion thing.
Oh.
But yours was a religion thing?
Yeah.
As in,
you had
I
one.
Had none, and he had the one. That you, had.
You don't believe in Jesus. I can't be with you.
I do believe in Jesus. I do believe in Jesus.
You really do?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I believe Jesus existed. I don't believe he walked on fucking water and was touching people's heads, and they and all of a sudden they can see.
Oh, okay.
But I believe that Jesus existed. Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, maybe he should try that.
Walking on water,
believing in Jesus,
healing. Yeah, if you Jesus, you probably, you just make praying. Chicks fall in love with you.
Yeah, pray.
Pray on it.
Yeah, pray on it. Pray on it.
Is that what they do?
Just to make it today.
Pray. Got to pray.
Pray. You got to pray. Yeah, he needs to move on.
Yeah.
Move on, bro.
You got to pray. Just to get some pussy. You pray.
Oh, my God.
No, straight up, I feel bad for you, man. There's nothing you can really do except for let it go, man. She's not into you. Or... I mean, this is gonna make you. It's gonna make you look lame. It's gonna get bad before it gets better.
Oh jeez.
Ask her. Just be like, hey, you know, I'm really
no, Mike. No, Mike.
Bro,
no,
wait. Let him finish. Let him finish. Let him finish.
I know it's lame. I know it's lame.
Damn.
I prefaced it.
He's prefaced it.
I prefaced it.
You made a disclaimer.
I prefaced it.
Let him finish.
But if you really need to get your shit out,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I never did that. I feel you. I never did that. And I look back and I'm like, damn, maybe I should have just been like, yo, maybe because maybe she really didn't know that he was really into her like
that. Nah, he took a shot.
But he didn't take a shot hard enough. It didn't sound like.
She said that.
She rejected him at the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because she was not up like. And
over
maybe,
her ex. And then shortly after started dating somebody else.
Or maybe she didn't want him to be the rebound. Possibly she respected him enough.
Sometimes girls do that too. That like if they really, really like you, they'll date somebody else.
Yeah. Or she probably doesn't think.
Which seems like bullshit, but.
No, it's true.
It's true. I know.
It happens.
See, that's why y'all women be on some other shit.
So. But that's why he should just talk to her. Just be like, look, baby, look. Just I know it's lame. I do. Just be like, look, I'm into you, and I know I said something before, and you didn't want to do it then. And I see you're now dating Brett. But look, can we like, what's up?
But
she says no, then you actually know for a fact.
Yeah, but don't you think taking that approach may now strain the friendship?
Yes.
Yes, but the thing is, your friendship is strained already because look, you're in love with this girl, and whether you want to face it or not, every time she dates somebody, it's a stab.
No. I feel you. I understand that.
Just get it out.
But at the same time, like if he dates somebody else and brings Shorty around her, then it might make her feel like, well, damn,
that's too many games. I feel like you should just be honest. Be like, look, I really like you. I know you're dating this guy, and I won't interfere. And I'm not saying you should break up with him, but. Mm. If you didn't think of me this way before you started dating him, you know.
I'll take you some flowers.
Don't do no flowers.
Oh, take flowers.
Don't take flowers. What's his name? Anonymous.
Only if you know she like.
Don't take her no
flowers. Yeah, no. Yeah, don't take flowers.
Don't take her flowers. That's lame. Look, just go talk to her.
Flowers aren't.
Double down.
No, flowers aren't lame if you know that she already likes you, but since you don't.
Exactly.
If you don't, don't take her.
Can we get a gist of the age? Or
we don't have a gist. We don't have a
gist. 50.
You know Ken. What, Ken? Good night.
Ken.
Yeah. I say just be honest with
you. Yeah, just take her to Starbucks.
Starbucks. They lock black people up at Starbucks.
You know how it smells in Starbucks?
I like been. Burnt dude.
Like, it smells like burnt.
Okay, look,
it's
what
steep.
We're not going to do.
Ooh.
Is it so
okay, McDonald's.
I know.
McDonald's on the table.
You better not talk about Starbucks today. Hell no, I can't
Starbucks
feel a certain
stinks.
Type of way.
It fucking
I would
stinks.
Not take a chick to Starbucks.
It does not
oh,
smell.
God, it's yeah, the it worst. Stink.
And it sticks to your clothes when you leave.
But take it to Danny's.
It's like cigarette smoke except coffee.
What kind of cheap ghetto-ass date are you? Don't
take it to where?
Well,
take it to Danny's.
Danny's?
Take it to IHOP.
Do you know how far you have to drive?
Hey, we need to talk about that.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
It's brilliant marketing.
It's lame.
I don't think it's real.
Brilliant marketing. They said it's only temporary.
Yeah, it's not real.
Oh, it's brilliant marketing.
But people are pissed.
I don't know what happened to IHOP. IHOP changed their name to IHOB. International House of Burgers.
They flipped the P.
So now tell me that does not make you want to go try their burger.
I don't.
Maybe not you, but I think a lot of people are like, well, shit, if they're changing their name to the burger spot, I want to go try their burgers, see what's so special about their burgers.
Because they've always sold burgers, but they probably don't sell a lot of burgers.
Yeah. Everybody go there for breakfast.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, shit, I was trying to.
So they're going to change the last. Wait, so when something's doing bad, they're just going to keep changing the letter?
Maybe. Though they were never doing bad. I think people still like their pancakes. Yeah. But now they're like, well, shit, we're not going to lose customers from pancakes. But now we can gain some with burgers. I think it's smart. And if it's only temporary, then.
See, I didn't know it was temporary. The way my brother posed it to me, he was like, hey, this is some real shit. Like they changed
this is permanent.
It. And I said, damn, I gotta go back and give me some pancakes.
They came out and they said it was temporary. Yeah,
okay.
Temporary.
Okay, cool.
Was that before or after the backlash? Because I thought it was like temporary. I thought they made the announcement before.
What was the backlash exactly?
Oh, man.
Because they started speaking.
Pancake, man. What you mean?
Mad about everything on social media.
Oh, but Wendy's, though. Wendy's so fucking cold.
Who handles that Wendy's account, man? They
need to make a lot of money.
Man, they got to have a comedian or something. But I love following Wendy's account.
Yeah. What happened with them?
Man, they so...
What did they say? They said something like... If you can't even, what did they say? So, I'm not going to be afraid of somebody that just started making. Oh,
that gave up on making pancakes.
Something like that. It was good though. It was a good one.
Yeah, it was cold.
Are we done with Anonymous?
Yeah.
Good luck, Anonymous.
So was the girl.
Man, go get you another woman, bro.
That's
flaunt her around.
We're not the only ones done with them.
So,
damn, dog. Our next
question.
She ain't done yet.
What's up?
So, our next question is from. I don't want to mess up your name. I'm going to try my best.
Olumide.
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 Missy?
You need to stop every fucking time. There's something international you do that. Hi, my name is Olumide.
Anonymous?
Yeah, crazy.
Hey, you better stop laughing now, okay? You respect Olumide, okay?
Okay. I didn't do it this time.
This is why foreign people hate Black Americans.
That's probably
okay?
true.
Hey, you respect the name, okay?
Put respect on my name.
They hate each other too. Put the respect on my name.
You know what?
Hey, people can do it.
I'm serious. They got their own shit. They don't need to worry about.
Hey, man, we all African. Bro.
Anyways, and I'm from the UK, but I'm originally from Nigeria. My parents moved me to East London when I was 5, and I had been living here for most of my life. My parents recently moved us out of London as the area we were living in had recently been experiencing a lot of gang violence, including shootings, stabbings, and acid attacks.
Oh, he from the acid. He from the block. God damn. He hard. Yeah.
That's fucked up.
The area I moved to is basically a suburb, and I've been struggling to settle into a new environment. I was wondering if the crew had any stories about moving to new surroundings and how to adapt.
What is it, too quiet?
I watch too episodes peaceful? Of Martin.
Wow. That's all you gotta do?
Shit, that's what I did. Watch. I was homesick as hell when I first moved here.
So what was that like for you?
What you mean? Like being homesick?
Well, not being homesick, but like where did you move from and to where and like how was that for you?
Moved from a small neighborhood in Pensacola, Florida to Georgia, which is like, you know, like a city compared to where.
Really?
Yeah. I mean.
Like Atlanta, Georgia? Or
yeah,
like,
well, I moved to Butts Douglasville. I was in Douglasville for a while, but still, I went to school in Atlanta. So I spent most of my time in Atlanta. So,
okay.
But when I first moved, because I was like what 18.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I was 18, and yeah, it was just weird.
Well, I mean, if it was a lot of people, wouldn't that be? Were you like an introvert, and that's why it was hard for you to like talk to people, or like?
Mm-mm. I wasn't an introvert. It's just. I don't know. I grew up my whole life in one place. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I feel
and then
that.
Just to kind of move, not have like friends, and it's like you gotta start over almost. Again. In a sense. Yeah.
It's actually the opposite. Not for me, but for my sister. She's older than me, but she
moved.
Yeah, she grew up in New York. We were all born up there, but you know, I was a baby when we moved, and so when she moved. Down here, it was like, you know, she was going to school by herself, walking, you know, doing all the New York shit. Everything's on the corner. You want to go get something and your parents not home. Let's just go run and get it yourself. Mm-hmm. And then she moved down here and it's like, you need a car. And you live in a suburb and it's like a white picket fence area with white people everywhere. And there's nothing to do.
Right.
And Publix is a fucking mile down the street. It's not just your corner store, you know?
Exactly.
And so to her, that was culture shock. And she was just like, she didn't know how to handle it.
I eventually handled it. But yeah, I definitely went through it for about a couple months. It was rough.
Yeah.
It was really rough. Like, damn.
Shit, I remember.
Tough too. It was tough for me too.
I remember. Oh, it was?
Yeah. Well, how old were you?
I was 22.
So yeah, I was 18. Yeah. So it was just like, yo, like what
I'm
the hell?
Used to having all my friends.
Yeah, it was
oh my
weird.
God.
Get up and just go, and I'm like, I'm down here, and like
it was a culture shock for me.
Yeah,
man.
I ain't know anybody.
So how was it in Detroit? Is it like kind of like similar to New York, where you can walk everywhere and stuff, or?
yeah, you can kind of walk. Certain neighborhoods, stuff was closed in certain neighborhoods. Stuff. It just depends on what part of Detroit you was at.
Did they have a lot of like public transportation?
Yeah,
subways.
No, they don't got subways.
Okay,
a lot of buses and stuff. You can catch the bus.
Really, no subways.
Mm-mm. Interesting.
Nope.
I remember moving from Miami to Macon, Georgia.
Oh, Lord God.
You talking about culture shock?
Lord.
You talking about?
So you went from like city to nothing?
Yeah, I went from Little Haiti.
City to 3 pieces of grass.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Like there was one time, I won't get into all the details, but I literally walked through the city of Macon.
Like, and what was there?
I walked the whole city. The whole city. My 2 feet, I walked the entire city. Yeah.
What was there?
What do you mean, what was there? So, all right. So, basically,
what was there?
I was in Macon, and I wasn't working at the time.
And, you know, my parents, you know, was trying to encourage me to work and do all this stuff. And I'm like, look, man, this is fucking making, bro. Like, what the fuck you want me to do? So they had dropped me off at this, you know, like them work-a-day type of places.
What? Oh, okay. Yeah.
People that need, like, manual labor and shit. Mm-hmm. So they dropped me off. And I chilled there for about three, almost 4 hours. From like 7 in the morning to about 11. And nobody, no job. So,
that is so sad.
At the time, you know, cell phones or whatever, we didn't really have. I'm talking about this, like, at the time in Macon, like, gas was like 65 cents a gallon. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was stupid cheap. And, you know, I couldn't get a hold of my parents to come pick me up. So I walked from downtown Macon to wherever the fuck we used to live, like, because we didn't live in Macon. We lived, like, in a suburb, like, outside of Macon. Mm-hmm. So I literally walked the entire city.
How long did it take you to get home?
A couple hours.
Oh, hell no.
Big-ass fucking inclines and all that
oh,
shit.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, here we go. I was pissed.
Oh, hell no.
Did I ever tell y'all the story of me getting stuck in Macon?
Nah.
The plan showed up.
Oh!
They give you a ride back home?
Let's get this nigga out of here.
You're definitely in the wrong spot, ain't you?
Yeah. Right.
Nah. You got these fresh cans for you.
Exactly! Taking the nigger dog back home.
Get that nigger dog on the road over there, boy. I'm getting there, right there, boy.
I won't tell that story, but it's on my channel. Make sure you guys go.
The plug.
It's a real story.
Well,
I want to say I saw it.
We got stuck in Macon, and this dude said, we're going to make sure the niggers don't go nowhere.
They, like, held you up or something?
Our van got stuck.
Oh,
our van got stuck on those little...
Your van ain't loyal.
Upside down. I know. You know those upside down U's that go in front of the gas pump to make sure you don't hit it? It got wedged in between the van and our trailer. And we were stuck, and we could not get out.
Annoying.
But to hear the rest of the story... YouTube.com/MikeCTown.
Okay.
But now the thing that helped me was like stuff that was familiar to me. Like I would do things that I did at home, and so I would just kind of create the world I had at home,
which was here.
Like watching episodes of Martin, Jamie Foxx show. I would do. I put like a system in my car, like because I had a system in my car when I was like. I just did stuff that I was comfortable with at home, like back home. But the way I guess you truly get over that is like you find friends, really.
Yeah.
That's really
you know
it,
how
yeah.
I got over it?
Ooh. I moved back. I moved back to Miami, bro. I can't do that shit, man. Because you got it. Look, I moved my parents.
Megan is the pits, though.
It is.
Megan is the pits.
My parents moved.
It's going to come up, but it's the pits.
Yeah, my parents moved us my senior year of high school I was almost halfway done with my senior year.
No. You didn't argue with them about it?
You fucking right I did.
That did any good. You met his mom?
No. No.
It didn't work. It did.
Not
like,
at all. I'm sure.
Yeah, it didn't work. But
was she on her like I found my dream house? Shut your ass up, little boy. Nah, type shit.
No, nah, I put it to you like this. I'm not gonna go.
You know how moms be like that.
Nah, I'm not gonna go into major detail, but it is. I understood why we moved.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When I got older, and even when we were there, like my mom broke it down to me.
Okay.
So I understood why. So it was very important. But I knew, like. Being in high school there and shit, like I was the outcast. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was always part of, you know, being, you know, amongst everybody. I wasn't like a bully or a jock or nothing like that, but, you know, I was popular. I didn't necessarily try to be, it didn't really matter to me. Mm-hmm. And it didn't really matter to me in Macon, but it was just like.
Weird to be outcast.
Yeah,
like that.
Because I'm like, yo, man, y'all ever had Cuban food? Cuban food? What the fuck?
Nasty my God, is that spicy?
No, like beans.
Like, okay. So, like, y'all do this, y'all do. Like, they didn't, like, I was just. Completely different, and I definitely felt outcast.
That shit is always awkward, though.
And then you know how y'all was talking about, you know, finding friends, doing stuff that you did back home? Mm-hmm. So y'all already know, how did I meet you and B?
Basketball?
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I did, too.
I played. I joined, like, a league or something like that. So, yeah, I joined, like, a basketball league.
Y'all are so outgoing.
Basketball is a good way to make friends. But I made the high school basketball team, right? And Macon that year got like an inch and a half of snow. They shut the whole city down. So we were in the midst of a tournament. And, you know, when they shut the city down, I'm thinking, okay, well, shit, ain't no more tournament, ain't no practice, ain't no nothing. I go back to school and everybody's asking me, oh, where you been? Where's this? Where's that? And I'm like, so y'all niggas ain't have my number? Like, I'm like, the fuck am I supposed to know? You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody called me. So after that was the end of it for me. And I was like, fuck that. I went back to Miami. So I went back to Miami.
Damn. By yourself?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I got one for you.
I moved to Conyers, Georgia from Sacramento, California.
Oh,
and
wow.
And what year was this?
This was in 1990.
Jesus Christ. I can't even imagine.
So we went from Sacramento, which is predominantly, like my neighborhood at least, was predominantly Vietnamese and Mexican.
Oh, that's fun.
So I had like, I had a friend of every fucking color in California.
That is cool.
And I did not want to come to Georgia because the only thing we knew of Georgia was the Klan. That's all we knew in California. Like the entire, to us, every place in Georgia had the Klan.
You weren't even thinking about Atlanta like that way.
No, Atlanta was the Klan. Georgia was the Klan.
Because I don't think the Olympics happened in 1994.
That was 96. Yeah, because I was in college by
then. Yeah, and Atlanta didn't really start booming until after that. So. Mm-hmm. Like for real, for real.
Yeah. When they start kicking all the homeless people out and rebuilding shit.
Well, there
but,
is.
But yeah, I moved to Conyers and Conyers is actually okay now. But back then, there was nothing. There was no mall. There was like one grocery store, a Target. No, sorry, Target wasn't there. It was Kmart.
Oh, not Kmart.
And yeah, there was like nothing there. And I remember when I moved here, I could not understand anything anybody said.
What do you mean? Nothing. Like Southern? Speaking?
Where you stay at, though?
Oh, you mean like and black folk? Like,
no, everybody.
That's everybody.
Everybody.
White, black,
hey, dude.
Because it's just a country. Dude, it's a country. It's more country than Southern.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's country. That's what I'm making like, country. And I had no friends because everyone, I mean, I was weird, but everyone was just like, I'm not talking to this guy.
Yeah.
Like this dude, he talks weird. He acts weird because I was into skateboarding. Which wasn't cool for black people yet.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came here, it was
you
like...
You didn't have anywhere you could skateboard?
I know.
In the woods.
We just skate in our neighborhood. Skate in our neighborhood until I got a little bit older and we could go into like the city of Conyers.
Oh, hell
but,
no.
But man, yeah, the black kids wouldn't talk to me. The white kids wouldn't talk
Did
to me.
Did they say that you had an accent?
Yes. They were like, you talk white.
Oh, great.
Which they still say now.
I love that.
But they're like, yeah, you talk white.
It's the best.
And I'm like... To us, that didn't exist. Like, I was like, what do you mean I talk? What do you mean I talk?
Yeah, like, it's always weird and very off-putting when people used to say that.
Like, well, when you're younger, especially when I'm like, well, that white guy there doesn't talk like me because I don't know what the fuck he just asked me. So what white person do I talk like? And I was 12 or whatever at the time.
Damn.
I would go home and just fucked. I try to talk to my mom, like, what the fuck's wrong with me? I don't get it. She'd be like, nothing's wrong with you. Like, nobody wants to hang out with me.
That's
like,
so
give
sad.
Me time. So that's why my high school career, I just hung out with other weirdos. Because those are the only people. I basically hung out with other people
who were
that
outcast.
Nobody would talk to.
Yeah.
So all of my friends were other weirdos.
Y'all was like,
it was well, like, well, we have nobody else to hang out with, so let's hang out together.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sucks now because now that I'm out of high school, I really don't talk to very many of them. Because the only people I made really good friends with were outside of my high school. Mm. They were like all the punk kids who actually lived in Atlanta. But the people that were actually in my high school, they were all like the weird other nerd people. Hmm. One of them wouldn't even talk. That was the weirdest shit. His name was Aubrey. The dude wouldn't speak. He would just draw pictures.
Well, he can't get right, huh?
Huh?
Oh, can't get right.
What's can't get right?
From life. Remember from life. With,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
He can't get right.
Yes.
He can't get right. Okay.
It was so weird. He was really smart. And you try to talk to him, he would just like point at shit. But he wouldn't speak.
Oh, damn.
And I look back and I'm like, man, what the fuck is wrong with that dude?
Yeah.
Mm. You probably saved yourself, to be honest.
Can't get right.
I don't know, maybe. Mm. But yeah, no, that was a fucking culture shock.
Interesting.
What you got coming from Meridian?
Where?
Meridian, Jeez. Mississippi.
Had to step up.
Where?
Right.
Meridian, Mississippi.
Oh, hell.
Well, your brother said y'all was from some. Y'all was born actually from like a deeper southern place.
No, nah, we were born in Meridian, but
okay.
We stayed like in which would be like a Stockbridge or.
Mm-hmm. The outskirts of the city.
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, it was like 7 miles or so from Meridian. So it was basically like, you know, the country. But no, I didn't have any, I wasn't homesick at all. Like,
how old were you?
You were like
22, 23, something like that. Yeah.
I'm getting the fuck out.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, was good riddance, you know. So yeah, I was cool. Like, for
did you
me,
not like home?
I mean, nah, it was just time to move on. It was just time to move on. I mean, I was doing well there. I was doing okay, but yeah, you get used to it. It becomes normalized. But I just moved here, and I think for me, man, you know, just going out, meeting people. Like, we just met, like, I came up here for school and just met some girls. Used to hang out with them and go over their crib and chill out, me and my homeboy. So that's kind of what...
That always gets you over it quick.
Like that. Yep. Go out, straight find up. Some woman or whatever. So I got homesick when I had to move back to Meridian.
Oh damn!
Wait, oh, so you didn't want to be there?
Yeah, when I went back.
No, I get you. Like when I went back home for a little while, I was like, oh yeah, why? Yeah,
I was like that too.
Three months.
I went back and I was like, oh my god, how can I get back here?
So see, the difference is that
I still say that.
See, you kind of downgraded, I guess, when you came here. Well, yeah, you downgraded when you came here. I upgraded when I came here.
Yeah, same here.
That's how I feel with New York, though.
Which one?
Did you upgrade or downgraded?
I feel like I upgraded by moving here. And I think that that's a weird thing to say because the first time I went back to New York when I was like old enough to remember, I was like, oh my God, look at the buildings. Look at the people. Look at the food. Oh my God, look at the taxes. Like, it was just like, even...
Because you were used to like the little suburban life.
Yeah, and I mean, I've always been used to that. I never grew up playing outside or riding bikes with kids or staying out until the streetlights came on. No, none of that. I mean, I've only ever really lived in like a house and everybody else was like, old and like if not retired then like just working, you know, like their kids were grown and like out the house and stuff. And so
you didn't grow up with a lot of kids your age.
Yeah, no. And I mean, I never grew up really even remembering like when we used to live in apartments and stuff. Like I never remembered that. So when we went back, you can live in a house in New York, but it's still set up basically like an apartment to where everybody else is around you and you hear the ice cream truck coming at 2 o'clock and whatever. Mm-hmm. And when I went back, it was kind of like this charming, kind of like enchanted type of like, wow, like this is really how people like, you know, talk to each other and socialize down here. And that's so dope. And I remember when I left, you know, you're flying out. Like it's one thing to fly into New York because then you see all like the buildings and shit. But when you fly out of New York, you know, take a little nap and you wake up and you're going over trees and like descending, you're like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Like it's so many trees and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? And like, you see like one mansion and it's like tiny as fuck. And then one pool, like 2 miles away. It's just tiny. Like everything looks crazy small. And I got back and I was like, I want to go to New York. And I went back recently and I was like, oh, fuck this shit. Because most of the fucking airports are always under construction. You can never get a taxi because the motherfucker's racist. So then obviously you use Uber. And then them motherfuckers be complaining when you go into anywhere that's like not convenient for them to take you to. And it's just annoying as fuck. And like you can never, like if you want to go to dinner, parking is an issue. And like people drive crazy as fuck there. Yeah, yeah. And honestly, the way that the highways are constructed in New York, it's like people in Atlanta, like whatever, no, they can't drive or whatever. And yes, 285 is annoying. And yes, 75 is annoying and all the highways and shit. But in New York, they give you like 2 feet to merge. There's no like long merging strip. There's no like long merging strip. Like
get your ass in that lane.
It's like you turn onto the 5 lanes. Wow. It's not like, oh, there's a lane and then it kind of peacefully everyone, you know, oh, okay, the little green light and then you stop. Okay, stop. And then you can go now and then you stop. No, it's literally like you get out there and good luck.
You know who I always thought like was my crazier? Kind of place.
You never been?
I don't think you'd like the last time I was a kid, man. Like I don't, I wasn't an adult.
Go so back. I think you might change your mind.
I like it, but I couldn't live there.
No, I'm just talking about driving.
Never. Yeah. I could never.
I like visiting.
New York was cool, but I'm like, I would never want to.
Yeah, the subway smells like piss. And
I don't care about that.
I mean, cool. No, it's not.
It gives character. New York is cool because it's dirty, but it's like, it has like,
charm.
Like, yeah, like it makes
sense. It's a grimy charm.
And this is no offense to Chicago, but when I went to Chicago, it just seemed like...
dirty for no reason?
Yeah, it just seemed like it was dirty, but I didn't get to go to like the cool places in Chicago. So it was like when I went to Chicago, we were mostly downtown.
Oh, so like Magnificent Mile.
Yeah, like by where the Trump Tower stuff like that. Stuff.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see... Well, I didn't go to the Trump Tower, but I'm saying...
No, yeah.
Our hotel was there. So I didn't get to see all the cool parts of Chicago. Mm-hmm. So it just seemed like Chicago was just dirty for no reason.
What I will say about New York, though, that I always will think is really dope is the fact that like... all of the food, and I feel like this is anywhere where it's not just like a lot of like chains and stuff like that. I can't stand chains. Like I feel like in America in general, they overdo the fuck out of chains. Like why the fuck is there a McDonald's on this corner and 2 steps to the left is another McDonald's or like Willie's or whatever. It's like all this food is bullshit. Like I like when I go to New York, I can go get something off of a fucking cart and it tastes amazing.
But Atlanta got some good. Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Like, to me, out of all the places I've been to, you know, New York, I can't really say because the last time I've been, I was like really young. But LA has like really good food.
LA has amazing food. Yeah. New York has really good. It's like bougie, but it's good.
Dallas has good food. Miami has amazing food.
Oh my God.
Atlanta has good food. Chicago has amazing
food. New Orleans food is the best.
New Orleans has good food. I didn't get to try a lot of New Orleans.
It's the best.
I don't think it's a variety in New Orleans like that, is it?
Yes, no, it is. But it's southern though. It's southern and more Creole. But they have variety.
The spices are by far
the best place that
everybody
I've
had
food.
What do you call them?
Beignets.
Everybody had beignets. Everywhere I
actually beignets. Have not have
beignets.
I haven't had a beignet, but I had everything else. I tried alligator.
I was actually about to say baguette.
I can't do that.
No, I didn't want to try it, but my friend got it, and he was like, oh, like it's good. Just try some. And I was like, I'm good off that shit. He was like, just try it.
I had some gator in Destin.
What? How was it served? Like a fillet of gator?
No, it was like
in a sausage.
I'm not even gonna say
what the fuck
because I didn't even think about it. It was like gator balls. It was like
gator meatballs.
Yeah, like it was that's what I was saying. I was trying to figure out how to say it, but yeah, that was God. Like
you could just say.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
You were weird about that. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, no. I had it in sausage form. It tastes like
funny.
Beef. Don't it taste like beef? It tastes like
from
sausage.
What I remember, yeah.
Yeah, it just tastes like sausage.
Oh, wait a minute. The best place that I've ever had any type of food,
is?
Charleston, South Carolina.
Are you fucking kidding?
Oh, my God, yeah.
What the hell?
That's random.
Paula Deen.
Peep, so
hell no.
That's where I got engaged last year. And the way I picked Charleston was I kept looking top 10 most romantic cities.
Ooh, they catered.
And Charleston was on every fucking list. No, it was on every list. Yeah, like, it didn't matter who, whatever top 10 list I picked out, Charleston was always like a top 3 or top 4.
Really?
City. Yeah. And then every time I did even more research into the city, they said that the food is amazing. So I'm like, okay, sure. I'm a fat boy, so let me go get some. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I really do.
Every place.
I really travel
place.
For food, though. Like,
go to Charleston.
Okay.
I told my brother, and like, they went like, maybe a couple months after we went initially, and they were just gonna go back like 2 weeks ago, but their car broke down on the way. But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, like Charleston is the spot, and it's not far from there.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. I used to think it was lame as fuck, but I know a lot of promoters who do like clubbing events and stuff out there.
It's a different vibe.
So far away from the question.
Yeah.
No. Well, yeah. Sorry.
I was thinking that.
Yeah. But Charleston is slow. It's very old Southern charm. So clubbing and stuff, nah, it's really about the food.
I don't do old Southern charm. Because that turns into old-fashioned racist real quick.
Oh, mm-hmm. Turns
you
into.
You know, honestly,
it'd be the same thing.
We were there like a whole week, and I didn't feel that.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? And we went to a couple different places. I could say it was definitely white.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not racist, but, you know, when it's just way more of them than me,
I
feel hella uncomfortable. That's just me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a lot of black people.
I did
like
when
that.
I was younger. I didn't really care. But now...
I mean, in Sacramento?
No. Like, when I came here and I would go, like, I would go to, like, punk rock shows. There weren't black people there. But it didn't really bother me.
Yeah, I don't think you really are that aware of it.
Oh, no, you're aware.
Well, not aware, like, oh, I don't see color. But not like that, but just, like... You don't care as much because you're younger and you're probably not thinking about that. No, that's how it was for me.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, when I was younger, I just wanted friends because, like, nobody would hang out with me.
Oh.
So it was like, I didn't care if they were white. Yeah. But now when I'm older and I go to a place, if I don't see any black people, I get really uncomfortable. Like, when we went on tour and we would drive through certain places,
yeah.
like Texas, I would be like, if I don't see any black people, I'm not getting out of the car.
Yeah.
And my bandmates would think it was funny. And I'm like, motherfucker, I'm not joking.
Yeah, like it's
this
not
isn't
funny.
Funny. Like, if you guys want to go inside and pay for gas, great. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm still like that now.
That's
certain...
how I was recently when I told y'all, I was in Whitesburg. Yeah, Georgia. That's, man. It was a dirt road. Like, it's literally like a dirt road.
Nope.
I'm like, yo, I do not feel safe right now.
You ever seen Niggerton?
Okay.
Really? It's a Niggerton place?
Bro. It's in like
when I saw Whitesburg, I was like, wow, this is like.
And Lynchburg. They have so many Lynchburgs.
I'll never forget, man. Me and one of my very close friends, we were driving down to Florida for one of our friends he had passed. And wherever we stopped, he got out the car. You know, I was about to pump the gas. He was going to pay for the gas. Mm-hmm. And the guy said, man, we don't serve your kind around here.
See?
Oh, man. See? And he came back and told me that. I said, bro, let go. Yeah.
You got to tell me twice. Like that.
Right. That right. Right. Cool. Shit. Yo, that shit was crazy.
Wow.
You know, that. We don't serve your kind around here. Okay, sir.
Been there quite a few times. It's not a good feeling.
All right.
Yeah, everybody think you paranoid. Like, oh, it just really happened. Fuck. Shit. It fucking happens. Mm-hmm. And this isn't that long ago. Like, this shit happens now, yeah, still. Yeah.
So, 2018.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, there it is. All right. Well, thank you, Olumide, for your question. Don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter. So, we got another one.